The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
All right, Potter Nation, we're live tonight from Patterson Field for a very big game, Rob Kelly, as Weirton comes to town 6-2 on the year against our 5-3 East Liverpool Potters. Big-time playoff implications on the line tonight. Good turnout here. Good crowd on our side of the field. The field looks amazing, and there's a playoff atmosphere in the air. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting game tonight. Probably the biggest game here at Patterson Field for 6-7 years now. The Potters win, and they win again next week. They most assuredly are going to make the playoffs. However, they have a tall task tonight playing their Weir High Red Riders, led by their senior running back Donovan Kirby, who is a 6-foot, 220-pound senior, and he is a beast, very fast. Weirton has a ton of speed. They're very much like us in the speed department. I believe we have them on the offensive and defensive line, as we talked about prior to coming on here tonight. It's going to be definitely a tall task for the Potters. We have our work cut out for us. We're going to be without our star running back, Jalen Moman, for the rest of the year, unfortunately. Poor Jalen is finished due to injury, and that's a big hole that somebody's going to have to fill that void here for the Potters. Probably going to be a guy like Corey Wyan. He's going to have to step in along with Lane Kopris and some of the other Potters here. But, hey, one guy doesn't make a team. That's why it's 11-on-11. So Potters have a great chance tonight if they play a solid football game. You know, our Achilles heel all year long has been a slow start. Once we get into the game, you know, we get stronger and stronger. So if we can avoid a slow start tonight, that'll be a very big key, Tommy.
Yeah, talking to Coach Ludwig yesterday, keeping the game close throughout the game is going to be very, very key to this game. We are definitely better on both sides of the ball up front than Weirton. Weirton has a lot of speed in their secondary and in their special, their special players, their wide receivers, their running backs, quarterback, defensive backs, you know, a ton of speed on the Weirton team. But up front, the Potters feel like they can dominate the line of scrimmage. And we've seen it happen all year long, Rob, where we start slow and then we start to wear teams down. And just a few times this year, it was just a little too late, especially that Martins Ferry game that we sat right in the same spot and called a few weeks back. That was a heartbreaking 27-26 loss. But I'm excited. The only thing for me tonight, the key to this game for the Potters is – one, we got to protect the football, okay? We cannot turn over the football. We cannot let Weirton have extra possessions of the football. Two, we got to try to play mistake-free football. We can't have penalties, can't have personal fouls. We got to keep it clean. This is the best team we've faced all year. There's no doubt about it. And for us to come away with the victory tonight, we got to play a perfect football game.
Yeah. I mean, the Potters, you know, we're not playing Buckeye Local. We're not playing Edison tonight. We're playing a Weir High team that's very solid all the way around. And, you know, in the past few games, we've had some silly penalties, you know, kind of at non-crucial times because we are ahead so much. But can't have that tonight. Can't have 15-yard penalties. Can't have rough in the pass. Or can't have, you know, kids lose their mental focus out there on the football field. I'm sure Coach Ludwig and staff will have this team ready to go. I think that they've been ready for this for several years now to be in a situation where we're winning and we have a chance at least to make the playoffs here, and it'd be a big feat for them because, you know, his first few years, let's just face it, they have not been strong record wise and this year they have a nice group of kids, you know, led by Peyton Reed. I believe, you know, he's one of the better quarterbacks we've had as far as his ability to manage the football game. He doesn't typically turn the ball over very much, and his passer completion percentage is about 75-77%, which is great for high school football. And so he has some big speed on the outside. you know, Timmy Neal, Nick Woodyard, you know, those kids, Derek Carter, I'd like to see him get the ball, you know, quite a bit tonight. They're going to have to give it to him tonight. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's a – East Liverpool has a ton of playmakers that can make plays. Always losing moment is a crucial part of this offense. There's no doubt about that. But there's a lot of people on this team, a lot of kids on this team who can make big plays for the Potters. And hopefully tonight those guys step up. Tony Filberto, the head coach of Weirton in the Weirton Times this week, he was only concerned about the Potter running game. Not sure if he knew Moman was going to be out, but he only seemed like he was concerned about Moman and Carter. Talked about Moman and Carter. Called Peyton Reed an okay, adequate quarterback. That was a quote in the paper, okay, adequate quarterback. Well, I don't know if he's been watching something different than what we have all year, because Peyton Reed has been nothing short of amazing. Like you talked about, you know, upper 70% completion percentage, pretty much plays mistake-free football, has hit big passes all year. And hopefully tonight he can stick that paper right back in Tony Filberto's face, and he has a big game for the Potters. I look for Reedy to have a big game. Nick Woodyard's been really quiet the last couple weeks. Always, a strong defensive player week in and week out. But on the offensive side of the ball, he's been kind of quiet. So you might see Weirton pay a little bit more attention to Timmy Neal, therefore opening up a lot of things for Woodyard. He could come up big tonight, as well as, like you talked about, Corey Wine. Corey Wine's got to have a big game tonight. And besides the size of Moman, I don't really think, you know, Corey Wine is that different. Corey hits the hole hard. He follows his blockers. And, you know, he's had a couple big games this year in Moman's absence. So hopefully tonight he can come up big again for the Potters. I'm excited to call this game. This is a bit, like you said, this is a big game. This is the biggest game on this field in probably the last 7, 8, 9 years. Not sure when the last time we were. Here come the Potters, Rob.
Yep. Here they come, man. I agree, Tommy. I mean, you know, hopefully Peyton Reed makes Coach Filberto eat his words this week, because he definitely is. He's one of the best quarterbacks I've seen all year. And the way he manages the game, he's very mature, you know, obviously a very smart, intelligent young man. And that's key for the Potters here tonight. You know, I'm sure that, you know, there's a possibility that this Weirton team might be underestimating us a little bit based on our record, who we beat. But, you know, the Martins Ferry game, you know, one of the best games I've seen at Patterson Field in my life. You know, we just came up a little bit short. We start off that game down 21-0.
Right.
Jalen Moman
right.
comes in the game, lights a fire under the Potters, and I'm telling you, he was a spark that brought the Potters back, and we just couldn't get over the top. I'm sure our Potter, you know, seniors and the rest of the players have learned from that, along with Coach Ludwig and crew. And maybe, you know, that will be something that will be to our benefit down the line tonight, hopefully. And we'll see what happens. I think the excitement's in the air here. A lot of people here in the crowd. And we are about just a few minutes away from kicking off. The Potters are going to receive the football here to start the football game.
Which I like. I feel like we, like you talked about, we can't start slow. Let's get the ball on offense. Let's drive down the field and let's get a touchdown, or let's put some points on the board and let's put the pressure on the other team. For once. The last time we received the opening kickoff here, it was the Martins Ferry game, and it was fumbled. So it's been a while since we've seen the Potters receive the opening kickoff and get a chance to drive down the field and score early.
Just on a side note, there's former Potter coach Bob Thayer. He was here for many years and a very successful, great guy, too. Can't get a better guy than him. Great to see him back here. He came down from Cleveland to watch the Potters tonight. He's been here for several games this year, which is great. He still loves the Potters. And I talked to him a little bit a couple weeks ago, and he was excited. So here we go.
Reed Ryder, the Red Rider, kicking off for Weirton to start the game. Here we go. Ryder kicks it, and it's a good one. Deep right down the center to Woodyard. Woodyard's got it at the 10, the 15, the 20, and he is going to be brought down at about the 27-yard line.
Yep, that was Reese Will, was a 6'2", 270-pound senior on the stop for the Red Riders. And Peyton Reed comes out onto the field. The Potters take over at their own 27-yard line. And so here we go.
I want you to keep an eye, Rob, on number 15. He's the right defensive end. That's Tyler Komrosky. He was the quarterback to start the year. This kid's got a full ride to Army, so he's a dominant defensive end. Keep an eye on him to start the game.
Probably very smart, too, if he's
going
to Army.
Big kid, 6'4", 245, as Reedy's in the gun. We're four wide, three bunch set to the right. There goes Carter on a jet sweep. He's got the edge. He gets to the outside, and there is number 11, Reed Ryder, on the tackle.
Yeah, nice tackle by Reed Ryder, but not before Derek Carter can gain about 5 yards on the play and brings up a second down about a long short six.
Reed Ryder comes all the way up from the safety spot to make that play on the jet sweep. Yes, he is a big kid.
6'4", 210 pounds.
And he's going to Cincinnati.
He can move.
Reedy in the gun. Carter in motion. Jet sweep. It's a trap to Wyan. He breaks a tackle. Look at Wyan run hard. And he's going to pick up a few yards. And it's going to bring up probably about a third and four for the Potters.
Yep, stopped by Brody McAmar for Weirton. So it brings up a third, very short gain in the play. Third and about four, I would say, here for the Potters from our vantage point here on the side. We're high up on the Potter.
The home side. We're on the home side tonight.
Potter.
Scoreboard calls it third and five with Reedy in the gun. He's back to pass. There's a blitz. Gets it out to Carter. Carter's got space, Rob, and he is going to be brought down at about the 45. That's a Potter first down.
Yep, tackled by Reed Ryder and number three, Garrett Hostetler for Weirton, but not before he can pick up a first down.
Does it mean it looks like Weirton's hitting hard?
They are definitely hitting hard. They have some very good speed, and they definitely have some size. They're definitely bigger than our guys in the secondary for certain.
This Reed Ryder, is he tall, and he is blazing fast. Reading the gun, four wide on first and 10. There's a fake out to Wyan. Carter dances, and he is going to get right back to about the original line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of one on the play.
Yeah, he could have been a lot bigger loss than that. A little swing pass out to the left-hand side of Peyton Reed. They read it from the get-go, and Carter did well to get back to the line of scrimmage.
So four wide set. Wine, your lone back. Carter in the slot. Woodyard one-on-one down here on the far right side. There's a trap to Wine. He gets through into the linebackers, and he's going to be brought down just shy of the 50-yard line. So it'll bring up another third down and five for the Potters.
Yeah, Christopher Helms made the tackle for Weirton. So it brings up third and about six for the Potters. Third and five, 9:35 to go here. First quarter, nothing is your score.
Reedy in the gun on third and six. Four wide, Wyan your lone back. Reedy back to pass, a little floater out to Wyan, and he is going to be stopped at the 50.
Yep.
Short of the first down.
Peyton Reed had to lock the ball up over a blitzing linebacker there, and gave the rest of the defense a little time to recover. And Corey Wyan, not the fastest kid on the team, just got caught from behind.
Coach Lubbock going to try to set the tone here on fourth down. They're going to try to pop the Red Riders offside, and it ain't going to happen. Four on the shot clock. 3-2, pooch punt out to Reed Ryder. And this kid he fumbled a football, and the Potters got it, Rob.
Wow. It was an absolute awful kick by Peyton Reed.
Nick Woodyard on the fumble recovery for the Potters.
So the Potters, what an odd play it was. We look as though we're going for it. Peyton Reed steps back, pooches it for about 10 yards. Reed Ryder very alertly picks the ball up, actually caught it in the air, but then fumbles. That Potter ball.
Yeah, play clock ticking down at about zero there. Reedy gets it off, and like you said, about a 10-yard punt, but luckily works out in the Potter's favor. Here we go, first and 10. Here comes Carter on a jet sweep. Makes one guy miss. What a stiff arm to the outside, and he's going to get out to the 50-yard line. Gain about four or five on that carry, Rob.
Yep.
Field might be a little slippery as the raindrops are starting to fall here at Patterson Field.
So, very nice play there because he made one guy miss, stiff-armed another guy, and just slipped down. Reed Ryder was right there, though. Again, this kid is all over the place. I would try to stay away from his side of the football, or his side of the field.
I don't think it matters. He's going to get him wherever it's at. Four wide. Here we go. Reedy in the gun. Little quick hitter out to Wyan. Good block there by Wheaton. Wyan's got the corner. Look at this block by Timmy Neal. Oh!
They're going to call a crackback block.
Yes, they are. Man, he lit that kid up, though.
That was the real deal, Timmy Neal. Those are the things we cannot have tonight, Tommy. While we get a first down and we're going to move the chains and get into Weirton territory, you know, I knew the flag was coming as soon as the hit happened. It's going to be an illegal crackback block or maybe even targeting if they have that in high school football. But in
track back block on the Potters.
In college football, he would most likely be out of the game for targeting. Not in high school. They don't have that here. But the rain is starting to come down. We are going to have to. We might not have made a great choice being here on the.
I know. We decided to go up the press box to WTV 9 tonight.
I don't think we decided, but.
We were told.
But we're here, and luckily I have my trusty golf umbrella.
It's blue and white. So it's 2nd and 11 for the Potters after the 15-yard crackback block penalty. As Reedy will be in the gun, 4 wide, Wyan your lone back, 7:54 and ticking, first quarter. Carter in motion. They're going to trap it to the other side to Wyan. He's got some space. He's going to be out to the 50. Look at his kid run, carrying him all the way down. That's a Potter first down, Rob. Great run by Wyan.
Yeah, great determination there as he's a little reminiscent of Jalen Moman there. Great run that gets the Potters a first down with 7:46 to go. Clock stops here because of the first down. Potters bring it all the way into the Weirton territory into their 42-yard line. And we're going to hurry up here. Peyton Reed just getting ready to snap it.
So Potters off the Wyan run, make up for the Neal penalty. As Reedy's in the gun, 4 wide. They're going to give it back to Wyan. He's stuffed in the backfield this time, and they are all over him. 4 or 5 Red Riders going to stuff him for a loss of 1.
Yep, initially met by Drew Curtis for Weirton. He read the play very well and might have gone to the well 1 too many times there. We lose about 3 on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd and about 13 with 7:15 here to go.
Official on this side of the field, he marked him for about a loss of 1. The guy on the other side of the field marked him for about a loss of 2.5, 3. So here we go, Reedy in the gun, 4 wide set. Wyan still your lone back on 2nd and 13. Reedy back to pass. They're showing blitz. They get it out to Wheaton, and there Wheaton's all over him. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
But then, nice throw. Reese Wills makes a stop for Wheaton. He was very close to Wheaton, and so 3rd and 9 from the Red Rider 41-yard line here. 6:40 to go.
Productive drive for the Potters halfway through the first quarter. 6:38 ticking as Reedy's in the gun, 4 wide. Wyan, your lone back. Carter in the slot. Here they come. Blitz pickup by Wyan. And here goes Reedy. He's going to scramble for the first down, and he's got it.
Yep.
Out to the 30-yard line. Great play by Peyton Reed.
Yeah, very, very wise decision there. As the pocket kind of collapsed, he saw a little daylight here to his right-hand side and ran it down to the Red Rider 30-yard line. Ran out of bounds on his own, and so it's going to be 1st and 10 here as Reedy brings him to the line.
Very adequate run there by Peyton Reed, as Tony Filberto called him adequate, and he adequately got the first down for the Potters. Here we go, 4 wide, Wyan your lone back, Reedy in the gun, quick hitter out to Carter. He makes one guy miss. Here he goes into the secondary, and he's got a gain of about 6 yards on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd and 5.
Helms on the tackle for Weirton. And 6:09 to go and ticking. 2nd and 5. Very productive play on first down, so it brings up 2nd and 5 again for the Potters as we are definitely officially halfway through the first quarter.
Reedy in the gun, 4 wide. Wyan still your lone back. Shotgun snap.
Blitz.
Hand off to Wyan. Look at this kid run. He's got the 20. Look at the stiff arm by Wyan all the way down to the 14-yard line. He's running hard tonight, Rob.
Yes, he is. He's running very determined. He's run out of bounds by the Red Rider defensive back and also quarterback Sebastian Spencer as he gets it all the way inside the 15-yard line to about the 14 here. 1st and 10, Potter football, 5:45 to go. First quarter. And Tommy, I believe he would have kept going further had he not been running out of bounds there to his left.
Reedy in the gun, 4 wide. Here we go. They're going to go back to Wyan. No, Reedy keeps it, and he's going to get sacked. Boy, that was wide open if he gives that to Wyan.
Yeah. Tyler Komorowski here for Weirton, which is a mouthful. Komorowski.
Komorowski's apparently a little banged up. As you see, they move him from one side of the defense to the other. He's never set on any certain side.
Loss of about 4 here for the Potters. So 2nd and 8. Short 14 here.
Reedy in the gun, 4 wide. Wyan, still your lone back. Here we go.
Blitz.
Back to pass. There it is. There's Woodyard across the middle, and that's a Potter touchdown. What a great throw. Great job, Peyton Reed. Take that, Tony Filberto. I wouldn't say too adequate. As a blitz was coming, he found Woodyard wide open in the middle of the field and put it right on the money. Couldn't have been better thrown by Ben Roethlisberger.
Listen, the most impressive part of that was the pressure's coming. Reedy steps up in the pocket like a pro and hits Woodyard there. I love it. Potters jump out early, Rob. Here we go.
5:09 to go. First quarter. Potters up 6-0 here at
Patterson Field. 7 minutes eating off the clock in that drive.
That's great.
Come on, Valera. Extra point. Snap. Hold. Kick is down. And it is golden through the upright. Kick is good. 7-0 Potters. 5:09 to go in the first quarter, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2600. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
All right, Potter fans, we're back. 5:09 to go. First quarter, Potters lead 7-0. Took the opening drive and had to pooch punt it. The fumble by Reed Ryder was recovered by the Potters, and the Potters take the rest of the 7 minutes off the clock and score the touchdown on a Peyton Reed touchdown pass to Nick Woodyard as Valera is set to kick off to Weirton. Valera kicks it. It's a little pooch punt. Little pooch kick out to Carter. Carter, look at the speed of Carter down the field on the kickoff return team, on the special teams play, as he brings down Jake McCoy. Did you get all your stuff there? You just lost it all, huh?
Yeah, Devin Toothman also down there very quickly for the Potters, along with, of course, the very quick Carter. Great job. I love the pooch punt. And so Weirton will take over deep in their own territory at the 22-yard line. First and 10, 5:04 to go here. First quarter, Weirton and the quarterback, Sebastian Spencer, out of the huddle as they go, as he's in the shotgun as well.
Four wide, Spencer. Here we go. They're going to do a jet sweep. Nope. And there, look at this defensive play by the Potters, led by Woolley. First of all, made a initial contact, but then the defensive line all over him, Rob.
Yeah, great job by Skylar Woolley. However, the running back for Weirton, Donovan Kirby, kind of shed him very quickly. However, there were more Potters there to assist, and brings up 2nd and 9 here for Weirton. Big team, this Weirton team.
Yes, they are. So here we go. On 2nd and 9, Spencer brings them to the line. 4 wide. Kirby, your lone back. Reed Ryder one-on-one with Timmy Neal down here on the left side. And they're going to get it to Kirby. Look at the Potters. They're a fumble on the play. And it's going to be recovered by Weirton. I tell you what, our defensive line is blowing them up, Rob.
Wow, that was a great play by number 56, Kobe Plum, again on the...
I got to clap for that, man.
Great penetration there, and that wears all the way back to the Potter, to their own, 15-yard line. It's 3rd and about 17 here to go. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Great play by the defensive line here for the Potters. As you are right, Tommy, they are blowing them up.
Woolley, Zube, Plum, McKenzie, your front four. Here we go on 3rd and 17. Back to pass, and it is going to be overthrown. And Weirton's going to be forced to punt, Rob, on 4th down.
Yeah, pass intended for Jake McCoy from Sebastian Spencer. He overthrew him here right in front of us to his left-hand side. Didn't look like he was going anywhere as Howie Williams and crew were there to make the stop. And it's going to bring up a big 4th down and 17 to go. Weirton's going to kick here from about the punter is number 11, Reed Ryder. And he will...
He does everything.
He does everything. He will be getting the punt, or I'm sorry, the snap from about his 4-yard line.
So... should get good field position. Potter Ryder
up the return.
Boots it,
It is going to be let drop. They're going to let it drop. Look at this weird and bounce. This is going to take. Nope, it stops. A little friendly Potter bounce there as the Potters will take over first and 10 from the 37-yard line.
Looks like one of my wet shots.
Pretty good, huh?
Not bad.
Stepped up there, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I'll tell you what, he has a nice leg, this rider. He sent down about 50 yards in the air.
My wet shot would have been bladed into one of these sidelines.
Well, I can do that as well. No problem. I've done that many times. Not today, though.
Hey, listen, we talked about this pregame. We talked about this on our Facebook drop-in. Potters couldn't start slow, right?
Right, and they started great. This is, you can't ask for a better start for them right now. We get a turnover. Our first defensive series, which doesn't happen until about 5 minutes, 7 minutes has gone already in the first quarter, and we shut them down three and out.
Here we go.
Great start.
Here we go. Reedy back in the gun. Wyan, your lone back. Feed the pig here. There goes Wyan around the outside. He's to the 40. Good block by Wheaton. Wyan's down the sideline drop. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20, all the way down to the 12-yard line. Corey Wyan.
Wow, what a run by Corey Wyan. That's the fastest I've seen that young man run all year. Finally, Reed Ryder comes all the way over and tries to tomahawk the ball out of his hand, but to no avail, all the way down to the rear Red Ryder 11-yard line, first and 10, Potter ball, 3:10 to go here, first quarter, and this place is going crazy, Tommy.
Reedy is going to get them set, Rob. They got a three-wide bunch set here. Carter, Wheaton, and Woodyard. Wyan, your lone back. Here we go, jet sweep to Carter. He's going to go to the outside. He loses the ball, but he gets it back, luckily. Oh, my goodness, the ball's probably going to be a little slippery.
But that was just a mental mistake there by Derek Carter, which you don't see that happen from him very often either. He's 5'5", 140 pounds or so. I mean, he just simply dropped the football there, trying to make a play. He had a couple, he was in some traffic there, had a couple guys pursuing. He was trying to make a move, and I believe he tried to switch the ball from his right arm to his left arm and just simply dropped it. So no harm, no foul. It'll bring up second and 15 here at the Weirton.
Man, look at Woodyard one-on-one down here on the bottom side of the field. Here we go.
Coverage.
Back to pass. They're going to go into the corner. There's Woodyard. Touchdown, Potter! Holy moly, what a throw by Reed!
What another Ben Roethlisberger couldn't throw that one any better either. A fade into the right corner of the end zone. He throws it right up, and Woodyard runs right underneath it. Easy score. Way to go. What a throw, Reedy. What a catch, Nick Woodyard. Go, Potter. 13-0. 2:18 to go here in the first quarter.
Wow. Hey, listen. We talked about Woodyard in the pregame, how quiet he's been. He'd have to have a big game tonight. Two touchdowns. Here we go. Nick Woodyard. Valera. Look at Valera's pumped up. He's going to put that one on the railroad track.
Almost did. So 2:18 to go here. 14-0. Your Potters. Now, this Weirton team is a very good football team. We can't rest easily here. They're going to definitely put some points on the board here tonight. As you see Jalen Moman down there pumping up his Potter teammate. And you know he'd love to be in this football game. But we'll be right back, everyone, as we got to take a break.
Flags and Specialties, certified promotional products distributor with 35 years of advertising and graphic experience. Located in East Palestine since 1994. Their website, flagsandspecialties.com. Anything in print, promotional products, school fundraisers, trophies, awards, signs, banners, paper printing, over 250,000 different items. Custom printed items include key tags, coffee mugs, and 249,965 other products. Flagsandspecialties.com. Flagsandspecialties.com.
All right, we're back at Patterson Field. Game of the week here. The Potters versus the Weirton Red Riders. Potters dominant in the first quarter, Rob. 14-0 with 2:18 to go. Weirton's defense been on the field a lot, and the Potters' one series on defense was quite dominant as well as Valera's set to kick off.
I heard all week how fast this team was. I'm going to tell you, they're no faster than we are. They have they have kids that are bigger than ours, but they definitely are not faster. I love this pooch kick here that we're
doing. I do too.
As
this kid
it again.
Fumbled it twice. I was down here last night. Look at the Potters just crushing.
Lane Kopris and...
Welcome back, Troy Krosky.
Troy Krosky, wow, nice play. Wow, I'm glad to see him on the football field.
Yes, sir. Big injury this year, earlier in the year, by Krosky, and he's fired up on special teams.
So nice job, Dominic Valera, the Potter special teams, as we trap them inside of their own 30. They're back at their own 27, first and 10, 2:03 to go here. First quarter, 14-0, the Potters.
Weirton will take over, Rob, first and 10. From their own 27-yard line, and they will stick in four wide. Kirby will still be your lone back. I'm sure we might try to open it up here a little bit. Look at this press coverage here. Timmy Neal ain't scared on the outside. They're going to give it to Kirby. And look at Plum. He's all over him. And Woodyard will finish it up. He'll get four on the run, though.
4 or 5 yards. Yeah, nice penetration for the Potters. This kid's a great runner. You know he's not going to go down real easy. Gain of about 5 on the play. So it'll bring up 2nd and about 5. Might be a short 6 here at their own 30-yard line. Actually, 2nd and 7.
Gave him a gain of 3.
As they had it spotted out to the 32, but brought it back to the 30.
Mr. Corey Miles there, he took that second down marker a little too far down the field. So here we go on 2nd and 7. Spencer brings him to the line. Kirby, still your lone back on 2nd and 7. Shotgun snap. He gets it. Quick hitter. Across the middle, that's Reed Ryder. Look at this kid run across the middle. And look at the hit on the backside by number 56, Colby Plum.
Yeah, he's having a great game, but that Reed Ryder is a big kid. I bet you he's playing tight end at the next level probably.
He's a big boy, and he runs.
And brings it all the way out to the 44-yard line. So with 1:45 here and ticking in the first quarter, 14-0 your Potters. Weirton with the football. First down and 10 to go. And they come out of the huddle.
4 wide. Spencer in the gun. Kirby still your lone back. 3 wide to the left. Single wide out to the right. Inside handoff to Kirby. He's into the secondary.
Wow.
And he's starting to heat up. And he's going to get about 12 on that play. And that's a first down.
Man. Plum for the Potters. He went on a little ride there with Donovan Kirby. So all the way to the Potter 45-yard line. First down and 10. For Weirton, and as you know, this is going to probably be a high-scoring game, as this Weirton team can put some points on the board.
Both the Potters and the Red Riders, both high-scoring offenses this year. Sebastian in the gun. Sebastian Spencer in the gun. Kirby gets the handoff, and he is going to be brought down maybe a gain of 3, Rob.
Yep.
This is where the view gets tough for us with the down markers.
Yep, Howie Williams on the tackle for the Potters. He gains about 3 on the play, 3-4. So it's 2nd and 6 here, long, short 7, long 6.
Coach Duke, the offensive coordinator, he's pacing the sidelines. He's fired up.
Well, they've done great on offense the first couple possessions. They had the gift of the fumble, which is, you know, that's great. That's what they need. They need to win the turnover battle here. I'd like to see another one.
Spencer in the gun, 4 wide. Kirby, still your lone back. They're going to go back to him. They hand it off, and there's the Potter defense getting him, stacking him up at the line of scrimmage, but he's going to pick up 2 or 3.
Yep.
He's hard to bring down.
Kopris, Watkins, and a whole bunch of other Potters. I mean, they had him stop for about no gain on the play, and he still makes something out of nothing. Picks up a couple. It's going to be 3rd and about 4, and that'll probably be the final play of the first quarter as there's 10 seconds of winding here.
Game of the week, folks. Patterson Field, East Liverpool Potters versus the Weirton Red Riders, big-time playoff implications tonight. And at the end of the first quarter, your Potters lead the Red Riders 14-0. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to take you through the second quarter here on YSNLive.com/East Liverpool.
Mary, did you just remodel? Your house looks so different.
We just got new doors from Baird Brothers. It was so simple. We just swapped out the old door, didn't touch the frame or the casing. It's easy, and they look beautiful.
Find out how simple a dramatic change to your home can be. See the selection of interior doors at BairdBrothers.com.
All right, we're back at Patterson Field to start the second quarter, Rob. 14-0 Potters. They jumped out early on the Red Riders. Peyton Reed to Nick Woodyard 2 times in the first quarter to give the Potters the 14-0 lead. So it'll be 3rd and 3 to start the second quarter for the Red Riders as Sebastian Spencer brings them to the line. Reed Ryder split out far wide to the right. Here comes Kopris on a blitz, and it's going to be very close, very, very close to the first down.
I believe he has it from my vantage point. So it'll be, he brings the ball all the way to the Ohio State, to the East Liverpool 35-yard line. The kid's a hard runner. We had some great penetration there, but he just kind of broke free just to get enough for the first down. It'll be first and 10 from the Potter 35-yard line.
Very, very close. But he did get it over the line, so it's definitely a first down.
Another big game tonight, Tommy. Southern Local and Columbiana.
Yeah.
A big game out there as
Columbiana
well.
Started the year 0-3, rolled off 5 in a row. So definitely a big game as Weirton comes to the line here. Spencer, 4 wide. Kirby, your lone back. There's a quick hitter out to, and it's picked up by Noah Wheaton. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
this
my
kid
goodness.
Is unreal with interception.
And the ball just goes through right through Reed Ryder's hands. And Noah Wheaton, Johnny on the spot for the Potters, picks it off, and the Potters will take over with 11:22 to go here in the second quarter. Peyton Reed will go back to work here from his own 28-yard line. Wow, what a great play, Noah Wheaton.
Noah Wheaton. This kid is a ball hawk.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable play. I wish you could all see that at home as you're listening here to us. It's a one heck of a catch, and you can watch later tonight WTOV 9 Game of the Week, so you'll be able to see that it's in the game in its entirety.
Wyan is going to be brought down quickly by the Red Riders. Loss of 3 on the play.
Yep. That tackle was by number 9 for Weirton. That was Brody McAmar.
This Red Rider defense, I think they're vulnerable in the middle. They got a lot of speed on the outside, as we've
size,
seen. Yeah, and size. Size and speed on the outside. So I think attacking them with the running game up the middle has definitely played dividends early. 10:57 and ticking. Second quarter. Reedy in the gun. 4 wide. Wyan still your lone back. Carter in the slot. Here we go. Reedy back to pass. He's got Carter. Oh.
Oh. And they do not throw a flag on that football.
Wow.
Field.
How is that not a penalty?
I couldn't see the number, but Carter just gets leveled in the middle of the field. After the ball goes over his head, his helmet flies off, and they call no penalty, and our coaching staff is just going absolutely crazy. Josh Ludwig and the
whole
crew, and I don't blame him. That's just not a good call.
Wow, defenseless receiver. Absolutely a defenseless receiver.
Yeah, so it brings up third and 13 from the Potter 25-yard line. I just don't understand how we don't get that call. But it is what it is. Potters, 10:46 to go here, second quarter, up 14-0, and there's a timeout on the play. The Potter coaching staff was so upset that they kind of lost focus for a second.
Wow.
They didn't get a play in it.
Usually in the high school football level, Rob, you see a hit like that on a defenseless receiver, that is an automatic flag, and Coach Ludwig's livid on the sidelines.
Yeah,
and rightfully so.
I wouldn't want him coming after me either.
No.
That's a big man. Here we go. You know, Coach Duke and company. Now, this, Tommy, is a situation here from your own 25-yard line. You don't want to get real risky here.
No. No. You're in control of this ball game. We're into the second quarter, 10:46 to go.
You definitely need that call on your home field. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
There is no more blatant unnecessary roughness, personal foul, whatever you want to call it.
They're all over the back judge there. Any one of these officials could have thrown that flag on that play.
Yeah, that was just. I knew the weird kid probably thought he caught the ball.
Folks at home, the hit was so hard that Derek Carter's helmet came flying off.
And
after the ball had sailed over him, so it's 3rd and 13 for the Potters out of the timeout. They reset.
We cannot afford
4 wide.
And I believe he is off the field. He's not in the game.
Wine, your lone back, Reedy. He's going to go deep, and it is going to be picked off at the 50-yard line, so if you punt it 35 yards, it gets you in the same spot, so we'll use that as a punt, and
yep.
Weirton will take over at the 50.
Yep, McAmar picked it off for Weirton, but Reedy just threw that one up for grabs.
Yeah.
Double coverage out here on Timmy Neal, kind of an ill-advised throw.
Yeah, a little underthrown.
Yeah. And just kind of threw it up there. Probably, you know, as you said, Tommy, you know, probably a little bit better, a little bit worse than a punt. Not horrible, but they do get the ball on the Potter side of the field with 10:36 here to go in the second quarter. And all of a sudden, the momentum has kind of switched to the Red Rider way.
Yeah. The Potter fans, Potter coaching staff, everybody wearing blue here tonight was just waiting for the flag to be thrown on that hit on Carter, and it didn't happen. And you're right. Momentum switched, but the Potters got a 14-0 lead. 10:36 to go, second quarter. Spencer's in the gun. Weirton's 3 wide. They're going to give it to Kirby, and the Potter defense is all over him.
Yep. The whole defensive line stops him, along with our linebacking core. And I was going to tell you that Lane Cooper was in there along with Skylar Woolley. Gains of about 2 on the play, 2nd and 8 yards.
Like
from
you said, they were all in there. 46. Aiden Watkins, Woolley, Copris.
Yep.
10-14 and ticking second quarter. Gaina, we'll call it, well, the down marker is not in the right spot, but we'll call it.
Who's running the down marker?
Mr. Corey Miles, 2nd and 8 is what they're going to call it. Ball on the 47. Spencer, man in motion. There's a handoff to Kirby, and Woodyard's going to be there to clean up the mess, and he's going to gain about 4 on the play. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 4, Rob.
Yep, nice play, Noah Wheaton there. Kirby still got a couple extra yards on the play. He was also wrapped up there by Lane Cooperus, who helped. So 3rd down here, probably 4 down territory. They're in no man's land, no field goal here from the Potter 42. If they don't get it, so I would expect 2 plays if they don't get it here on 3rd and 4 to go here with 9:20 to go. Second quarter, 14-0, your Potters.
Spencer comes out in the shotgun, 4 wide. Kirby's still your lone back. Potters are showing blitz. Here comes Copris on the blitz. Spencer's going to step up in the pocket. He's got space. He's into the secondary, and goodbye. 10-5, touchdown. That's speed, Rob.
That was poor tackling on our Potter defense. He had him dead to rights a couple times and just couldn't get him down. And with just like that, it's 14-6, 9:04 to go here in the second quarter. And it was a very nice run by the quarterback. Don't get me wrong. Obviously a very athletic young man.
Well, when he got to the secondary, once he got
gone.
To the second level, he was gone, no doubt about it.
We just
the blitz, good blitz pickup by Weirton was the main thing there as Copris came on the blitz. Extra point by Reed Ryder, the Red Ryder, is up and good. So with 9:04 to go, Rob, in the second quarter, Weirton gets on the board. It's 14-7 Potters, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
All right, we're back at Patterson Field, YSNLive.com game of the week. Big time playoff implications here, Rob, at Patterson Field, but with 9:04 to go in the second quarter, the Potters lead 14-7. Weirton just got on the board with a Sebastian Spencer touchdown run to make it 14-7.
Yeah, and here we go with the kickoff.
Reed Ryder.
Reed Ryder sends it down to...
And that's going to be a penalty.
Going to be a penalty. Goes out just to the left of the pylon, inside the one. Doesn't hit the pylon, but does go out of bounds. So as Nick Woodyard was watching the ball, he knew it was going to go out of bounds. It was just a matter of if it was going to be a touchback or was it going to be a penalty? It is going to be a penalty. So the Potters will get the ball 1st down and 10 here at the 35-yard line. And that's a good break for us here.
Very good break. Very good break.
So we, you know, the first couple of times, two out of our first 3 drives we scored. You know, we went to the middle of the field on Weirton's. We have not tried that since, a pass over the middle. We got to get Carter the ball a little more.
So Potters will come out 3 wide. Split back is Carter and Wyan. It's going to be a handoff to Carter. And look at this. There he is. Big number 15, Rob, Tyler Komrowski for the Weirton Red Riders.
Yeah, he came in unblocked and just leveled Carter for a loss of about 4 or 5 on the play. And this Red Rider football team is fired up now. And the Potters are kind of going backwards. They're on their heels a little bit.
Potters came out, smacked him in the mouth. Weirton has responded with 8:40 to go in the second quarter. Bring up 2nd and 14 for the Potters. Reading the gun. We're back to 4 wide. Wyan, your lone back. Here we go. Reedy, back to pass. There it is over the middle, Rob. You wanted it. There is Woodyard. Woodyard makes the guy miss. He's into the secondary. He's out to the 50. He's got the corner down to the 40, all the way down to the 30. He's still going, Rob. Down to the 20-yard line is number four, Nick Woodyard.
What a nifty running there by Nick Woodyard as he catches the ball right in the middle of the field, cuts to his left, makes one guy miss, makes the second guy miss, gets down the sidelines, and finally Reed Ryder rides him out of bounds all the way down into Weirton territory inside the 20-yard line at the 20-yard line.
Wow, nice catch and run by Nick Woodyard. It's his night, Rob. There's no doubt about it. As Reedy's in the gun, first and 10 from the Weirton 20-yard line. Hand off to Wine. He's going to get the corner. He's down to about the 19-18 and pushed out of bounds at about the 16 or 17-yard line.
Yep, very nice run there. Very determined run. Logan Wills makes the tackle for Weirton after, but not before, a gain of about 5 yards. So second and 5 from the 16-yard line here.
Woodyard one-on-one in the far right side, but that's Sebastian Spencer who's got him one-on-one. Reading the gun on second and 6. Handoff, Wyan, and he's hit hard and immediately by Komrowski.
Yep. Komrowski and there, and Kirby also in on the play. They read that play right up the middle. We just didn't have enough guys. We were out. They had one more tackler than we had blocker.
So brings up 3rd and 7 for the Potters. As Reedy is in the gun. Here we go. 3rd down. Reedy back to pass across the middle. That's going to be a pass interference, and they were all over that one, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. Finally, we get a call. They get a call correctly as Sebastian Spencer definitely interfered with Nick Woodyard as he was trying to make the deflection or break up the pass in the middle of the football field, and that'll be a penalty on Weirton.
I tell you what. Nick Woodyard right there ran a absolutely perfect route. He beat Spencer, and Spencer had nothing left to do but try to tackle him before the ball got there, because if not, that was a touchdown.
Might have been a touchdown. So the ball is going to be marked off all the way down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. First and goal, Potters from the Weirton 9-yard line. With 7:28 to here to go in the second quarter. So, Tommy, it'd be very nice to get some points for the Potters here.
Absolutely, Rob. 7:28, like you said, and Reedy's back in the gun. Wyan's your lone back. 4 wide, 3-on-3 bunch set. Carter in motion, jet sweep around the outside. He's got the corner, Rob, and that is a Potter touchdown.
Absolutely, great run by Carter. Great play call by Jason Duke, and he pretty much made one guy miss. Listen, the kid's so quick. It's going to be very hard to ever tackle him with one person, and he just sprints around to the left side into the end zone. Potter touchdown. So after getting a little bit of a jab and a right cross, the Potters answer with their own haymaker.
Hey, what a stiff arm by Carter, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's 5'5", about 140 pounds.
Yeah, threw that guy to the ground and then hit the corner. And when he gets the corner, not many people catching him. As Valera gets the kick, and it is
gold.
Good. Man, he's booting it. He is booting
almost
it.
Almost hit the Bambooster concession stand here.
Folks, it is 7:24 to go in the second quarter. Potters lead the Red Riders 21-7. You're listening to Potter Football on YSNLive.com/East Liverpool. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Flags and Specialties, certified promotional products distributor with 35 years of advertising and graphic experience, located in East Palestine since 1994. Their website, flagsandspecialties.com. Anything in print, promotional products, school fundraisers, trophies, awards, signs, banners, paper printing, over 250,000 different items. Custom printed items include key tags, coffee mugs, and 249,965 other products. Flagsandspecialties.com. Flagsandspecialties.com.
All right, folks, we're back at Patterson Field for the game of the week. East Liverpool Potters hosting the Weirton Red Riders. Big time playoff implications on the line tonight, and it's been all Potters here in the first half, 21-7. two touchdown passes, Reed to Woodyard, and a touchdown by Carter as the Red Riders take the kickoff, and they're going to get out to the 42-yard line, Rob.
Yeah, yep. A little bit of a squib kick, and that was picked up by number 10, Christopher Helms, for Weirton. He gets the ball all the way out to the Weirton 43-yard line. So there, it'll be first and 10, Weirton ball. 7:18 here to go in the second quarter. And Sebastian Special will bring the offense out here and get ready to start yet another drive.
7:18, second quarter, Spencer in the gun, four wide. Kirby, your lone back, going to be a quick hitter out to the outside, and he's got a little bit of space. That's McCoy, but he is going to be dropped, Rob, behind the line of scrimmage.
Yep, way to stay home, Potter defense. Great job in pursuit. Timmy Neal, and I believe that was Watkins, Justin Watkins, or might have been McKenzie over there. I couldn't tell.
That's McKenzie on the far right side.
Yeah, but he did a great job there staying home and making the tackle. Zubay also over there. We haven't mentioned his name tonight, but that defensive line has done a great job. So it brings up second. He does gain about 2 yards on the play, and they're going to come four wide again here, Tommy.
6:37 and ticking. First half, Spencer in the gun, four wide. Back to pass. He's going to look deep, and it's going to be almost picked off by Wheaton again. What coverage by Wheaton?
Yeah.
He's a ball hawk again. I'm telling you, that kid's special.
He did a great job there reading that play. Pass was a little bit underthrown, intended for number 20, Dion Trupino, and it'll be third down and nine. It'd be great here with 6:28 to go in the second quarter to get a defensive stop, because I don't believe Wheaton will go for it from their own side of the football field.
Not down 21-7.
But
no, Wheaton's a film junkie, and you can tell. This kid watches a ton of film. He's always in the right place at the right time. Spencer's going to be in the gun. Four wide. Reed Ryder to the right. Here we go. Back to pass. A little bit of pressure. There goes Mr. Spencer, and he is going to go out of bounds, and he is going to get the first down. Wow.
About 15 yards of the play. Cooper's in pursuit, and Spencer just runs out of bounds. I think they found something, you know, when he goes back. I think that was a designed run, I really do, because they flooded the right side of the field. There was nobody on the left side of the field, and he had all day to run the football.
That young man's got some wheels. Sebastian Spencer, 17-yard run, brings up first and 10 for the Red Riders.
Very fluid and effortless looking as well.
Ball's on the Potter 42-yard line. Spencer in the gun. Inside handoff to Kirby, and the Potter defensive line says no, no.
That was great penetration by Woolley and Copris on the play for the Potters. No gain, or maybe a loss of a half yard on the play. So it'll bring up second down in 10, 6 minutes here to go in the second quarter at the Potter 41-yard line. Watch this again, Tommy. It's design run by the quarterback.
Spencer is going to be in the gun, three ride. Reed Ryder one-on-one on the right-hand side with Timmy Neal. Spencer inside handoff to Kirby, and Kirby is going to get maybe three on that run, Rob.
Yep. Very nice play again by the Potter defensive line, led by Kobe Plum. I mean, the kids had one whale of a football game already, as all the defensive linemen have. But we said his name a ton tonight. And we're going to be right back in the same position we were just in the last set of downs, third and about six or seven. 5:20 to go here in the second quarter.
So Spencer will bring the Red Riders to the line, four wide again. Keep an eye on Reed Ryder. He's one-on-one with Timmy Neal on the top of the left-hand side, and they're going to go down the middle, and it is going to be dropped.
Wow.
Caught and dropped by number seven for the Red Riders. That's Jake McCoy.
You can put the emphasis on that play.
Man, Spencer floated that up too. Yeah,
Zubay got pressure on the quarterback, and he rushed the throw. He underthrew the football because he was wide open, and the ball, as you said, just hung up in the air a little bit, gave us a little time to recover, and he actually dropped the ball. I'm pretty sure we might got a little hand on that as well here as Woodyard, or was it Woodyard back there?
Woodyard was on the coverage, yes, sir. And head coach Tony Filberto must respect the Potter offense because he's going to try to bury him with a Reed Ryder punt as it is going to drop down inside the Potter 2-yard line. What a punt by Reed Ryder.
Yeah, that kid does everything. That was a great punt. Heck, a pro couldn't have done that any better. So he pushes it down inside the 10-yard line to the 2, 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. And the Potters and Reedy back on the field. This would be a great time to take a little bit of a shot, I think.
You think right here?
Timmy Neal.
One-on-one, left-hand side of the field.
No safeties back here.
There is, well, you got Reed Ryder, but he plays up. You weren't at the game we were in last year, but me and Wigan were down there, and we always said, man, the safety for Weirton, I mean, he's almost playing linebacker.
He is. And we have, I believe
we
have
a... Oh, it's going to be a false start on the Potters here.
Yep, it is. It's going to cost us
half a yard.
Half the distance of the goal. And we can't afford too much. So, Reedy will bring them out of the huddle. We have Timmy Neal here on his left. He's under center here. Full house backfield. First and 11. And we have another penalty, a false start here.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a penalty on Timmy Neal here. Nothing that ain't going to hurt. It's only about 6 inches, a 6-inch penalty. But the Potters folks are buried about as deep as you can go in their own territory here.
I mean, they are at the half-yard line here, and this is a little scary. So you almost wish that Reed Ryder here coming on out here for a little, he's shading towards Timmy Neal, who's one-on-one out here.
Inside hit up to Carter, and he is going to get maybe a half yard on that carry.
Yep.
He was one tackle away from sayonara, though.
I'm telling you, I thought he was. He broke out of there for a second, but he kind of disappeared in the pile. You know, he's a short guy out there on the football field, so it's kind of hard to see, but awfully fast. Second down, no gain on the play. I don't,
man, this looks very juicy, this Timmy Neal one-on-one down here.
With by himself, nobody nearby. I mean, why not a slant inside to him?
So here we go.
Or send him deep.
Reedy going to eat every second of this play clock as he's under center. Potter's in the goal line package. Inside handoff to Wyan. He's going to get him a little bit of space, gain one or two on the play, Rob.
Yeah, almost out to the 4-yard line here. So, I mean, it's a much better position than we were here just a minute ago. And here comes Noah Wheaton into the game. He's going to replace Aiden Watkins, who was in there in the heavy run package. As you know, that kid loves to hit Aiden Watkins. And he was definitely going to be a great lead block.
So 3:40 and ticking here, Patterson Field. Potters lead 21-7, but the Potters are currently buried deep inside their own territory on 3rd and 10. Carter in motion. Jet sweep. That's a fumble. And Weirton, no, incomplete. That's right. That is now a pass. That is right. That is now a pass. Jet sweep is a pass.
Wow.
Yep. You know how I know that?
Because
in fantasy football, if your running back or receiver gets a jet sweep, it's a completion or a reception, so to speak. So that is an incomplete pass, luckily, as the Potters will be forced to punt on 4th and 10.
Wow.
From their own 3-yard line.
A little bit of slippery hands here for Mr. Carter tonight. But that's okay. No harm, no foul. And here we have Grosky running onto the football field for the Potters.
So here we go. Reedy in the gun. 5 to go on the shot clock. Shot clock on the play clock. Reedy's going to boot it, and it's a pretty darn good boot. He's going to get it out. Look at this roll.
Yeah.
What a great roll. And the Potters will put the Weirton Red Riders back on their own side of the field, barely at the Weirton Red Rider 49-yard line.
Yeah.
Good punt by Reedy.
I would say one of his best of the year right there, because he was punting out of his own end zone, and a line driver kept it away from Ryder, who was back there to receive.
So Reed Ryder punts it away for the Red Riders, and it was a great punt. Potters couldn't do nothing with it, buried in their own territory. They escape, and they give it back to Weirton on the Weirton 49-yard line with 3:17 to go here in the first half at Patterson Field. Potters lead 21-7. And Spencer and crew for the Red Riders will bring the boys to the line on 1st and 10. McCoy in motion, jet sweep. Look at Colby Pumps. There's a fumble. It's a fumble on the play. Kopris goes after it. It's still on the ground. The Potters got the football.
Wow, what a play by the Potters. Kopris just hustling down there to that end. There was a Red Rider that had a clear pass to the football, much closer, but he also fumbled it again, bobbled the ball a little bit. Kopris, Johnny on the spot, and recovers for the Potters with 3:08 to go in the second quarter. We're back in business again, Tommy.
Rob, turnovers are in the direction of the Potters tonight. What a play. You know what? Colby Plum
made that play.
Sniffed that out and really made that play what it was. So hats off to you, Mr. Colby Plum. It's good to see
Big
him back
night.
On the field and healthy, Rob.
Big night for him so far. He's played great. Great job. So here we go, Reedy.
In the gun, Potters four wide. Carter, your lone back. Shotgun snap. Hand off to Carter. Look at the block by Neal. Carter slips, but he gets down inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line. Boy, has he hit that outside edge quickly, Rob.
Yeah, Garrett Hostetler for Weirton makes the tackle, but not before. Carter gets 7 on the play, 2nd and 3, and 2:45 and ticking here in the second quarter.
Reading the gun, Logan Bennett, your lone wideout on the right side, one-on-one with Spencer. Here comes Woodyard in motion. Woodyard, he makes a cutback. He goes to the outside. They're going to get a block, legal block there on Bennett.
I'm not so sure. You know why? Two Weirton guys ran into each other. I didn't see an illegal block, did you?
Nope, they're not. They're not going to call legal block. They're going to call a holding on the Potters.
I did not see that, but
Woodyard's got that sneaky speed.
Yep.
Long legs, got the corner.
It can bend in and has a great burst when he wants to.
So that's a 10-yarder, 10-yard penalty. We will replay the down, so it'll be 2nd.
And 12.
And
13, maybe.
11.
Oh, 11, okay.
Yeah, 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
So brings the ball all the way back out to the 25-yard line, though.
Wow, look at Woodyard. Nobody guarding Woodyard out here on the left-hand side. Here comes Reed Ryder.
What are we doing? We false start here. Come on, Potters.
It's a 5-yarder there, so it'll bring up 2nd. And about 15
I mean,
or
16
for the Potters.
All he has to do is throw the ball out here to Woodyard. There's not anybody near him. Timmy Neal is out here to block, and that could have been a touchdown. But we make a mental error.
Still, nobody coming out on Woodyard. Now they are.
Problem.
Now they adjust. Boy, I bet you the guys upstairs for Weirton got that message down to the field quickly. They're giving Woody a lot of space, though. So Reedy in the gun, handoff. Carter up the middle, makes the guy miss. Look at this kid run. 15, 10, 5, Potter touchdown.
Wow, what a run. Great job by the left-hand side of the Potter offensive line as they open a gaping hole for Carter. And you know what he does. It doesn't take him long to hit the hole and go all the way to the end zone for 6 points. And a Potter 27-7 lead here, pending the extra point with 2:16 to go. The Potters are on fire.
Listen. The resiliency of this team tonight, Rob. Big play after big play. Backed up penalty, penalty, penalty. Backed up Carter to the house. Potter touchdown. Valera on to make the extra point. Hold is good. Kick is down. That is dead center. And it is good. Potters with 2:16 to go in the first half, Rob. 28-7. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Potter Football on YSNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
All right, we're back. Potters set to kick off with 2:16 to go in the first half, Rob.
Wow.
Listen, we're on fire tonight. 28-7 Potters over the Red Riders. And if you're wearing red and black tonight, you're in shock. Over on the visiting side of the field.
I'm sure Coach Filiberto and crew did not expect this to happen, as Weirton did get beat handily by team down in Fairmont earlier in the year.
Oh my goodness. I like this. I like this kicking, what they're doing. I was down here last night for the Thursday night practice, and you should have came, man, because the dinner after it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my goodness. They brought in this barbecue place from Akron or Canton area, and it was just fabulous last night here for these guys as Weirton will take over from the 35-yard line. But listen, Coach Ludwig, which you'll hear at the coach's show on halftime, he talked about yesterday what he talked to this team about. Is about special moments and how they're not presented to you very often in sports. And tonight was a time for the Potters to have a special moment. And right now, in the first half here with 2:14 to go, the Potters have responded to that opportunity as Spencer is going to hit a quick hitter out to McCoy, and he's going to get out to the 45 or 46-yard line, probably going to be about a yard short. Nope, they're going to give him the first down.
Yep.
So, Weirton,
Aiden Watkins on the tackle, and Woodyard also.
This is a big possession for Weirton. They get the ball in half. They get the ball. It's coming out at the half. So, if they can score here, it's a big deal as Spencer's going to hit a little screen out to, oh, my goodness, who was that? Corey Wyand with a big hit on Kirby.
On Kirby. Kirby's a big, powerful kid, but he just went low and tackled him, you know, just for a great form tackle there by Corey Wyand as the clock is ticking with 1:46 to go here. Weirton does have all three timeouts left.
Potter's only timeout was used on that hit on Carter. Cross the middle, and it is, oh, picked off by Nick Woodyard, tipped by Aiden Watkins.
Intended for Ryder, went through the hands of Ryder. Woodyard had the ball right in his hands. That would have been a huge turnover. 1:36 to go here. That'll bring up third down and 10 yards from the Weirton 46-yard line. And so, big third down here for Weirton.
Third and 12, minute 36 and ticking, first half. Spencer's in the gun. We are four wide. Kirby, your lone back on third and 11. Spencer, back to pass. They're going to go deep. Timmy Neal is on the coverage, and it even overthrows Timmy Neal.
Great pressure. Joaquin Johnson and Kobe Plum on the pressure for the Potters made the quarterback Spencer get rid of it a little sooner. And with 1:31 to go here in the second quarter, Weirton's obviously going to punt.
So they're going to bring out the punt crew, which is going to be Reed Ryder. Reed Ryder. He's the ultimate Red Ryder. I mean, the kid's got the name and everything. He's had a good game tonight on special teams. Done well on defense. Been quiet on offense. As Woodyard and Neal are deep to receive for the Potters. No mistakes here, boys. Just let it fall. Let it stop. And Weirton will kick it, but it's going to be, well, hopefully they don't give him that all the way down there because the Red Ryder player hit that at about the 23-yard line.
Yep, right in front of us.
Yeah. So the minute 18 to go, if you're Coach Duke, Coach Ludwig, and staff right now, you're just
right. You're
Corey Wyand. Yep. And if you do get the ball across the 50, maybe mix in a little Derek Carter.
Maybe.
We do have two timeouts
maybe
to make.
Maybe try a deep one once. I don't know.
If we get across midfield, I think we could take a shot deep on him. But what you want here is no mistakes.
Right.
Weirton gets the ball at the half. We want no mistakes here in the last minute and 18 seconds of the first half. Folks, at halftime.
We are coming out here with our pass four wide here. So
Corey Wyand, your lone back. I look for maybe a little sweep here to Corey Wyand to our side of the field. No, Reedy's coming out firing, and he's going to step up in the pocket. He's got space. Look at that. To the outside. Makes one guy miss, two guys miss, and he fumbles the football, but the Potters got it back.
No.
He was down.
No, Weirton, I believe. No, they're calling it Weirton football. And the mistake that you said that we could not afford Tommy,
wow.
There it was. Peyton Reed just has to step out of bounds there. That's all he has to do.
Yeah, he just tried to do a little bit too much, but Weirton will take over from the Potter 32-yard line. That's a big turnover. We cannot let them score with a minute four to go here. We need to keep the momentum in our favor as we.
Yeah, we do not want to see it. You know, these plays are game changers, and unfortunately, you know, Weirton's made some mistakes tonight, and we made them pay. Hopefully,
they don't make us pay.
Defense can.
Minute four and ticking. Minute four, folks. Fourth quarter. Spencer in the gun. Four wide. Reed Ryder one-on-one down here on the right-hand side. with
Krosky.
They're going to go across the middle deep, and it is almost picked off by Timmy Neal, but it falls incomplete. Spencer, not the strongest of arms.
No, I don't think we're the most accurate. He looks very wise in the, you know, in the decisions he makes, and he's very nimble with his feet. However, I think that would be that's probably his biggest asset is running with the football. That was nowhere near where any Red Rider was, anyway. And here comes.
They're going to go to Reed Rider down here one on one with Noah Wheaton, no doubt about it. Second and 10, Spencer in the gun. Shotgun snap.
Here
he goes across the middle, and it is going to be short, well short of intended receiver, number 7, Jake McCoy.
Good job by Howie Williams and Wheaton there for the Potter. So it brings up third down and 10 with 54 seconds to go. This last minute is taking an hour, it seems.
This situation, 28-7, takes Wheaton out of their game. They're a run-heavy team with the speed of Spencer. You got Kirby in the backfield. Not very even watching on film, they don't really take a lot of shots deep down the field, and I can see why. So with 54 seconds to go, third and 10, Potter's looking to make a stand, four down territory, no doubt about it for the Red Riders. Spencer, back to pass, quick hitter, out to McCoy, and there Wheaton makes one guy, miss. Wheaton misses a tackle, but he's brought down by number 64, Skyler Woolley.
Woolley all over the field as well tonight. Great job. Great job and great hustle there by Woolley as he was trying to pressure the quarterback and hustled on down the field when the pass was completed. And we'll have a timeout here with 46 seconds to go in the second quarter. First and 10, Red Rider football on the Potter 20-yard line. So, you know, time's going to maybe become an issue. They still have two timeouts left, so really not. Need a stop here.
Yeah, this is a big possession.
I'd be happy with a field goal.
Oh, field goal's fine. 28-7. Like I said, they come out, they get the ball in the second half. The only reason why this is a big possession for the Red Riders, if they go in down 28-7 and a half, 28-14 is a lot better.
Yes, it is. Because then all of a sudden, if they open the second half with a scoring drive, get a touchdown, it's one score game.
So 46 seconds to go. Folks, first half here at Patterson Field. Potters lead 28-7. Peyton Reed fumbles around the 34, 35-yard line. Wheaton recovers, and now they are inside the 20 of the Potters.
Just inside the 20
as Spencer brings the boys to the line. Ryder.
Ryder has a little height advantage over Noah Wheaton.
Yes, he does. Four wide. Sebastian Spencer back to pass. Potters bring pressure. Yeah. There goes Spencer into the secondary. He's got space, and he's going to be brought down at about the 11-yard line. Weirton's going to have to burn another timeout.
Way to go, Aiden Watkins, with 35 seconds to go here, and that brings the ball down to the 12-yard line.
Very slippery
is
Sebastian Spencer, the quarterback for Weirton.
He just makes guys miss, and luckily there, Watkins was able to hang on and bring him down. And so we have another timeout here with 35 seconds.
We'll stick
to go
with
here.
You guys through the till the end of the first half. We'll stay with you. Stick by for the coach's show with Coach Josh Ludwig at halftime. We spoke last night about this game and about this moment for this young football team. As so far, it's been all Potters, but Wheaton is looking to get on the board here to make it 28-14 on second and two. They'll have the ball at the 12-yard line, Rob. This is a big moment.
Yeah,
big
sure
moment
is.
In this game.
It sure is. I mean, just a lot of momentum can change here. You know, Weirton's down 21. We were down 21 a couple of times this year and almost came back and won. We don't want to give them that opportunity. As the Potter players are asking for all of us fans to get into this football game and cheer a little. So Weirton breaks the huddle, comes to the line of scrimmage.
Wyand matched up with Reed Ryder over here on the left-hand side. Big height advantage for Reed Ryder as Copris shows blitz, picked up by them, and there he is, Kazube!
Great play. Kazube deflects the football as Spencer was attempting to throw the football to, I believe that was Ryder.
He was going to Ryder. Big, big size advantage for Ryder over Wyand.
So third down and two here. You know, it's four down territory most likely. 31 seconds to go. That play only took about 4 seconds. And so that actually was intended for Jake McCoy for Wheaton.
McCoy got a lot of targets, a lot of looks tonight. for Weirton.
He's wide right here.
One-on-one with Wheaton. Spencer's in the gun on third and two. Play clock's at five. Spencer gets the shotgun snap. Potters get it out to McCoy, and he drops it. I'm sorry, Spencer gets it out to McCoy, and it is dropped.
26 seconds here to go.
Did you see what the defensive line did right there, Ross?
Yes.
They halted every motion towards Sebastian Spencer, because if he pulls it down and run, they created a wall to where he wasn't going anywhere.
Very smart football. You know, that's our coaching staff. You can credit them for getting our kids ready. And so it's big down here. Fourth and two, 26 seconds to go. Second quarter, Potters, 28-7.
Oh, Reed Ryder in to kick the field goal for the Red Riders. Are we going to see a fake? Spencer gets it down. Woodyard almost.
No good.
Nope, it's good.
It's darn it.
It is good.
That was wishful thinking.
Woodyard almost blocked that extra point. So that's a win for the Potter defense in my eyes. You called it.
Right. It was, unfortunately, we're up, 18 points here. Two touchdowns and, a field goal. But you just don't want to see that mistake here. With under two minutes to go in the half, and we fumble the football. Just, not a great play there.
Reedy going for that second, third, fourth effort.
That's two turnovers for him tonight. Hopefully that's it for him, because he's been very sure-handed and managed the game great all year. But he's actually played a very, very good football game, had some great throws, and not down on Reed at all. I'm just saying that fumble was just ill-advised at that point in time of the game. But these are high school athletes we are watching.
That's right.
And so, they will make mistakes, as we all do in life.
Reed Ryder set to kick off to Woodyard is deep. Neal.
Hang on to it, Potters.
And Carter lined up at about the 16-yard line.
This Reed Ryder, he does do everything.
He does it all, don't he?
Returns punts, kicks off.
Squib kick.
Got a great leg.
And it's going to be picked up by the real deal, Timmy Neal. He switches hands, he switches fields, and he's got some space down the sideline. Makes one guy miss, and the Potters will take over at the 42-yard line. 15 seconds left, Rob.
I mean, you got.
I'm going into the locker room.
Are
you? I mean, you throwing a deep. You trying a deep ball?
Well, you're going to throw it. A low percentage play. Of having it returned for an interception. I don't. We haven't thrown the ball to Timmy Neal all half. I don't believe.
No, Timmy Neal.
Oh, we are gonna take a knee.
Well, they call that victory formation.
Victory formation, right. So, 15 seconds. Reedy's gonna take the snap and kneel it down, and that'll be the last play of the first half. As your East Liverpool Potters, 28, Weirton Red Riders, 10, and great half for the Potters. You couldn't ask for a better outcome. Great job to our players and staff and our coaches, and, we're going to go to a break and let you listen to Coach Ludwig with Tommy as they have their weekly chat. We'll be back for the second half shortly.
It's week number 9 of the 2018 high school football season, joined once again today by East Liverpool High School head coach Josh Ludwig. Coach Ludwig, this week, it's a playoff week. There's no doubt about it. Weirton coming into town, WTV 9 game a week, big game atmosphere. This rivalry dates back all the way to 1936, and none of those games are as big as this one. Both teams went out and in the playoffs, so it's a playoff atmosphere tomorrow night at Patterson Field. Let's start off this conversation by talking about last week, big win over Buckeye Local. Team comes out, responds well in the first half, gets the second team into the second half, and the Potters roll to a win over Buckeye Local. Let's talk about that week, then we'll jump in to Weirton.
Last week was a good week for the Potters. We were trying to play some mistake-free football. We have a few things we need to iron out, from our Edison game and now from Buckeye. But we feel like we're getting better every week, and we're continuing to climb the ladder. Talking about the big game this week, too, though, I've been telling the kids all year, great moments are born from great opportunities. And I told him, this is the best opportunity that you had as a Potter, and it's the best opportunity we could ever ask for so that we could create a great moment. So, we're excited about where we're at, but we're not finished. You know, we want to continue to climb and build the Potters back to the Potters of old.
Let's talk about the Weirton team that's coming to town tomorrow night. Like we talked about, both teams in the hunt for the playoffs. Both teams went out and they're in. So it is a big game atmosphere and big moments are going to happen. There's no doubt about that. But let's talk about preparation for Weirton. Big-time running back, big-time defensive end, speed in the secondary, just a well-rounded football team. And it seems like you guys match up pretty good, similar in a lot of ways. So let's talk about preparation for Weirton.
Well, you know, they're a very balanced team. They do what they do well. And, you know, we're preparing with some wrinkles and some things this week to where we can offset some of their positives. And, you know, I don't think we've ever broke down more film. I don't think we've ever worked harder as a staff and as a team to prepare for, you know, Coach Gilberto and Weirton to come into town. And you're right, they do have speed. You know, they do have a big defensive end. I mean, a kid that's won the Army. They have a lot of talent in the secondary. Quarterback's a state track champion. So, you know, there's a lot of facets we have to be ready for. But I think we have a very well-balanced team, too. I love our line this year, offensively and defensively. I think they've controlled the line of scrimmage in 95% of our games. And, you know, they're up for the task. And we had a great Thursday night practice just now, a great pregame meal, and we're excited for this opportunity. We truly are.
So we go to tomorrow night. We talked about it. Weirton's definitely, they're coming in ready to go. You guys are ready to go. What do you think are a couple key things that got to happen for the Potters to take this leap? This season, no matter the result of tomorrow night or the rest of the year, this season is a huge success for this program, leaps and bounds from years past. The hard work and dedication of the staff definitely paid off this year. What do you feel that has to be done for the Potters to get the victory tomorrow night?
Well, there's three facets of a football game. You know, you have your offense, your defense, and your special teams. I think that we need to win all facets. But I also think the main thing tomorrow is limit turnovers. Protect the football. Get the game late, close, so that we can try to use some of our conditioning and some of our interior athletes to wear and grind on them. Because they've had a couple tough games. You know, they lost two. They lost to Kaiser and Fairmont Senior. And I think that, you know, we have a similar team to Fairmont. And I believe we, you know, apparently they're a very, very good team. But we have a larger line. We have some skill here and there. And I feel like we match up very well against the Weirton.
Big game tomorrow night, Patterson Field. Playoff berth on the line. The Weirton Red Riders travel in to Patterson Field for the big game. Also the WTV 9 game of the week, but you can listen to the game call live on www.ysnlive.com/East Liverpool. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff live from Patterson Field. Coach Ludwig, good luck tomorrow night to you and the Potters.
Thank you and everything you do, Tom.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We are known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible tasting products. We are locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance. And the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Newcastle School of Trade has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trade's East Liverpool campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance. And the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lib's Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
It's week number 9 of the 2018 high school football season, joined once again today by East Liverpool High School head coach Josh Ludwig. Coach Ludwig, this week, it's a playoff week. There's no doubt about it. Weirton coming into town, WTOV 9 game a week, big game atmosphere. This rivalry dates back all the way to 1936, and none of those games are as big as this one. Both teams went out and in the playoffs, so it's a playoff atmosphere tomorrow night at Patterson Field. Let's start off this conversation by talking about last week. Big win over Buckeye Local. Team comes out, responds well in the first half, gets the second team into the second half, and the Potters roll to a win over Buckeye Local. Let's talk about that week, then we'll jump in to Weirton.
Last week was a good week for the Potters. We were trying to play some mistake-free football. We have a few things we need to iron out, you know, from our Edison game and now from Buckeye. But we feel like we're getting better every week, and we're continuing to climb the ladder. You know, talking about the big game this week, too, though, I've been telling the kids all year, great moments are born from great opportunities. And I told them, you know, this is the best opportunity that you had as a Potter, and it's the best opportunity we could ever ask for so that we could create a great moment. So, you know, we're excited about where we're at, but we're not finished. You know, we want to continue to climb and build the Potters back to the Potters of old.
Let's talk about the Weirton team that's coming to town tomorrow night. Like we talked about, both teams in the hunt for the playoffs. Both teams went out and they're in. So it is a big game atmosphere, and big moments are going to happen. There's no doubt about that. But let's talk about preparation for Weirton. Big-time running back, big-time defensive end, speed in the secondary, just a well-rounded football team. And it seems like you guys match up pretty good, similar in a lot of ways. So let's talk about preparation for Weirton.
Well, you know, they're a very balanced team. They do what they do well, and you know, we're preparing with some wrinkles and some things this week to where we can offset some of their positives. And you know, I don't think we've ever broke down more film. I don't think we've ever worked harder as a staff and as a team to prepare for, you know, Coach Gilberto and Weirton to come into town. And you're right, they do have speed. You know, they do have a big defensive end. I mean, a kid that's won the Army. They have a lot of talent in the secondary. Quarterback's a state track champion. So, you know, there's a lot of facets we have to be ready for, but I think we have a very well-balanced team, too. I love our line this year, offensively and defensively. I think they've controlled the line of scrimmage in 95% of our games. And, you know, they're up for the task, and we had a great Thursday night practice just now, a great pregame meal, and we're excited for this opportunity. We truly are.
So we go to tomorrow night. We talked about it. Weirton's definitely, they're coming in ready to go. You guys are ready to go. What do you think are a couple key things that got to happen for the Potters to take this leap? This season, no matter the result of tomorrow night or the rest of the year, this season is a huge success for this program. Leaps and bounds from years past. The hard work and dedication of the staff definitely paid off this year. What do you feel that has to be done for the Potters to get the victory tomorrow night?
Well, there's three facets of a football game. You know, you have your offense, your defense, and your special teams. I think that we need to win all facets. But I also think the main thing tomorrow is limit turnovers. Protect the football. Get the game late, close, so that we can try to use some of our conditioning and some of our interior athletes to wear and grind on them, because they've had a couple tough games. You know, they lost two. They lost to Kaiser and Fairmont Senior. And I think that, you know, we have a similar team to Fairmont, and I believe we, you know, apparently they're a very, very good team. But we have a larger line. We have some skill here and there, and I feel like we match up very well against the Weirton.
Big game tomorrow night, Patterson Field. Playoff berth on the line. The Weirton Red Riders travel in to Patterson Field for the big game. Also the WTV 9 game of the week, but you can listen to the game call live on www.ysnlive.com/East Liverpool. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff, live from Patterson Field. Coach Ludwig, good luck tomorrow night to you and the Potters.
Thank you and everything you do, Tom.
All right, Potter fans, we're back. Potter, pride and stride, marching band, Rob, on the field here, closing out halftime.
Tommy, you're a little out of breath.
Woo! Well, I'm out of shape, and I ran up the steps.
So did I. As am I out of shape.
You're not breathing as heavy as me. Did you run up the steps?
I did. Woo! So I got to right here. I didn't want to run into you.
The raindrops starting to... starting to drizzle here at Patterson Field, Rob. Here come the Potters out of the locker room. As I continue to try to catch my breath here, I tell you what.
As we got to get a little dryness here, I think our...
That's all right.
We might have a little bit of a wet bum, but we'll survive.
So, if you're Coach Ludwig in the locker room at halftime, you're definitely ecstatic on how your team came out and set the tone in this game and clearly dominated the first half. But we've seen Sebastian Spencer break multiple long runs, and I think the Potters might have made a couple adjustments on that as we've seen their end in the first half. But what do you tell your team at halftime, up 28-7, 28-10 in a big-time game with big-time playoff implications?
I'll bet you if Coach Ludwig said he was proud of the kids for the first half, but I'll bet you he said keep the gas pedal to the floor. You know, this team's explosive. They've won a lot of games, put up a lot of points this year, and you know they're not finished. We definitely have to score some more points here to win this football game, I would say. You know, we want to come out here. It'd be great to get a stop on their initial drive because they are going to receive here the second half kickoff. We have about a minute and a half to go before the kickoff. Weirton is not even on the football field yet. So we might be.
Weirton probably got a chewing at halftime.
No question. No question. Absolutely.
So the defense of the Potters, folks, will look to set the tone early to start the second half, which they did multiple times in the first half. Big time turnovers, interception by Wheaton, big plays in the secondary. The front seven for the Potters has dominated this game, Rob,
yeah,
so far tonight.
And you got to, you know, although Reed made a couple of mental errors through an interception, had a fumble, he had some great throws, has two touchdown passes in the game, and what more can you say than that? Kids played really well, just kind of a couple mental lapses, and that's it. You know, I mean, it's going to happen. It's not, nobody's going to ever play a perfect football game, and finally here comes Weirton with 35 seconds to go before the end of halftime, and the Potters are loosening up here on their sidelines, getting ready to go. We're going to have probably a little bit of a sloppy football field moving forward because, well, it's not raining hard.
There is rain moving into the area.
And it is
a bunch of scattered showers in the forecast tonight. They said around 9 o'clock is when you would start to see the majority of the rain. And guess what? It's 8:58. So we're going to have some rain come into the area here. But Potters can do both. They can run the football. They can throw the football. We're in a predominantly run team. Spencer struggled in the first half throwing the football, like you said, a little inconsistent, maybe a little off mark a few times.
Right.
But here comes Weirton back onto the football field, 2:50 to go here at halftime.
Put another 3 minutes
on the
scoreboard at halftime. So, yeah, I mean, I think that the game, us being up three scores right now, it's playing into our hands because, as you said, Weirton is primarily a running football team, and down that amount. Now, there is a whole half of football to go, don't get me wrong, but if the Potters play consistent football, no turnovers in the second half, we have a great chance to win the football game. We just have to maintain our defense and continue with our front. I'll tell you what, our front four, five, six, seven guys, like you said just a minute ago, they've done a great job. Are we on?
Yes, we are. And if you are listening live, I guess we had some technical difficulties at the YSN headquarters. The website went down, which stopped on-air play-by-play. It will be, the total call will be available tomorrow on demand. You can listen to the game call back. A very exciting first half. I'm not sure when the call came back online, but we continued to call the game, so it will be available on demand tomorrow. But, technical difficulties.
We saw one of our good old friends, mutual friend of ours, Tom Oglesby, made a comment about us not being online, and so I answered him back. And so if you're out there, T.O.,
we're back.
Hit the phones.
T.O. loves us. Touchdown Tommy Oglesby. He loves us. He's always commenting. I think we're like his Friday night entertainment.
We probably are entertaining.
So a minute to go, Rob, before we kick off the second half. The Red Riders will get the football, and the Potter defense will be tested early here to start the second half. 18-point lead for the Potters. It couldn't have went any better in the first half for the Potters. The only thing that could happen is that field goal that they got off the Peyton Reed turnover to make it 28-10. The only other time the momentum changed, you called it, was on that hit that Carter took across the middle.
Well, it jarred his helmet off.
How
do we not get a 15-yarder there?
Ball was well past him. Defensive back comes over, basically just lays Carter out. Carter, tough kid, gets right back up, picks his helmet up. Wanted to keep playing, but they brought him to the sidelines probably just to do just a little bit of testing on him to make sure he was good to go. And, yes, he was, because he came back in and was electric with that touchdown run.
I will tell you, I think that's a rule. I think if that happens, your helmet comes off. I believe you have to come off if you're in high school football.
I think you're right about that.
Everything's, precautionary for head injuries.
And here we go.
Something's bound to happen.
Kickoff team is coming out. Valera, kickoff from the Potter 40-yard line to the Red Riders. It's crazy to me. Well, let me see here. Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't look like Spencer was going to receive the deep kick, but he is. And you know what? After seeing that kid's speed in the first half, I know why the Potters have not kicked towards him yet tonight. Because
right.
If he gets into open field, I'm not sure anybody can catch him. So here we go. Valera set to kick off.
And we
to
have
start
an
offside
second. Again.
That is 3 weeks in a row that the Potters are offsides on a kickoff. That'll be a 5-yard penalty, and they will re-kick from the 35-yard line.
Unbelievable. Like I said, just a kind of a silly mental error there. You don't see offsides on kickoffs all that often. But, as you said, Tommy, good memory, 3 weeks in a row.
So Valera will kick off from the 35-yard line.
So here we go.
After the penalty. So here we go. Valera kicks it off. Bennett almost offsides on that one as McCoy fields it from the 16. He's got space. He's into the secondary, out to the 50, the 40, all the way down the sidelines, out at the Potter 30-yard line. So a great return to start the second half for the Red Riders. That is number 7, Jake McCoy.
Devin Toothman finally running them out of bounds for the Potters. Great hustle by him as they opened up a wide hole on their right side heading towards the river here at Patterson Field. So inside the Potter 30-yard line all the way down to about the 27-yard line, 28-yard line. Right, it's right in front of us, actually. And so here come the Red Riders out of the huddle and ready to start this second half.
Spencer in the gun, 4 wide. Kirby, still your lone back. Reed Rider one-on-one. They're going to give it. Spencer's going to keep it. Good containment by the Potters. Corey Wyant with a big hit in the backfield. That'll be a 2-yard loss on Spencer.
He might have got back to the line of scrimmage, but nope, he did. 2-yard loss. Good call, Tommy. great containment there on as the quarterback was moving to his left-hand side. And Wyan, again, stayed home, made a nice play, very nice form tackle. And so that brings up second and 12 with 11:20 here to go.
So weird and like what they see out of Spencer running the football in this Potter defense. And the Potter defense responds on Spencer's first run for a loss of two, brings up second and 12. Spencer in the gun, four wide. Reed Ryder one-on-one, the left-hand side with Timmy Neal. They're going to give it to Kirby. Kirby tries to bounce it out, and the Potters are all over it. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage, Rob.
Yeah, Wyan, again, forces them to go back inside, and there is Aiden Watkins for the Potters to shut him down and stop him for a gain of maybe two yards. It's going to bring up third and nine here as the rain starts to fall at Patterson Field. And it's going to, you know, that actually could play into our favor as well. As, you know, it's going to make it a primarily a running football game.
Eats the clock away.
You're right.
10:32 and ticking. You can see the rain in the lights as it starts to pour. Spencer in the gun. Here comes Williams on a blitz. They get it out to McCoy, and the Potters are all over it, and it's going to be fourth and four.
Aiden Watkins just gets a handful of shirt there and pulls him backwards and down while he waits for all the Potters to help.
T.O., love the shout-out.
All right, T.O.
So here we go. 10:05 and ticking. Third quarter. Weirton off the McCoy kickoff return. Took it deep into Potter territory, and they got a fourth down and four now from the Potter 21-yard line.
Very big play here. What do you think if you're the Potter defense?
Quarterback keeper Spencer's what I'm calling if I'm Weirton. If I'm the Potters, I'm making sure he don't get away. They're going to throw it out, and it is going to be incomplete. Ryder slipped.
But he had Noah Wheaton. Let's just say Noah Wheaton had very good coverage there. He was right on top of Ryder as he attempted to make the catch. But Spencer, you're right. His Achilles heel was probably his arm. He's not the most accurate kid as far as throwing the football. And that was just an ill-advised, really, throw. Because I bet you if Ryder stands up or stays up, Wheaton has a chance to pick that off.
Again, another pickoff for Wheaton. So Reedy will come out. Potters will be four wide. Wyan, your lone back. The clock, the Potter's friend, with 9:42 and ticking. Hand off to Wyan. He hits the hole hard, and he's going to get 2.5, 3 yards, Rob.
Yep. Runs right into the middle of the line for Weirton, and he's tackled finally by number 65, Rob Valenti, a 6'4", 290-pound defensive tackle for Weirton. And the Potters, you know, wouldn't hurt to use as much clock as possible here. Up 18 points. It's starting to rain, and harder and harder. It's not a real hard rain, but it is very consistent.
Yeah, you can see if you look up in the lights, it's definitely raining. What? Reedy in the gun, hand off to Wyan. Wyan's going to fall forward, maybe 1 yard gain on that. It'll bring up third and seven, Rob.
Yep, that was stopped by the entire Weirton defense as they had a run blitz on there. So we're going to bring up third and I would say seven, maybe eight.
8:50 to go. Third quarter, 28-10, Potter lead. Reedy in the gun. Wyan, your lone back. Potters are four wide. Timmy Neal one-on-one down here on the left-hand side of the field. Wheaton and Carter, as well as Woodyard. Reedy, backed up pass. Oh, my goodness. That could have been bad, bad news as pressure by Komrosky, Rob, almost forced Reedy into an interception there.
Yeah, well, Timmy Neal slipped down on the play and couldn't recover in time to make the grab, but Reedy did kind of fling that out here to his left. Kind of seemed like, without kind of looking, he knew where Timmy Neal was going to be. But at any rate, fourth down, 8:32 to go here in the third quarter. Potter still leading 28-10. Ryder will be back to accept the punt from Reedy.
As the wind and rain have picked up here at Patterson Field. The snap, it is over the head of Reed. Wet football, and it is going to be
touchdown
into the end zone. And a touchdown for the Red Riders. Oh, my goodness. Wet football is going to start to play a big factor in this game, Rob.
Wow. Just a terrible mistake by the Potters at this point in time in the football game. That is just unfortunate here, as it was definitely not Reedy's fault that he didn't feel the snap. It was over his head, and however, he did not quite
there
fall.
There couldn't have
football.
Been a worse time for the weather conditions to start to deteriorate as Potters were deep in their own territory as Reed Ryder will come on to kick the extra point. Spencer will hold it.
Wow.
I mean, even if Reedy gets that ball on the one-yard line, Weirton's going to punch it in for a touchdown.
So
he could have kicked it out of the end zone for a safety,
yep.
Right?
Yep, good call, Bob Kelly.
So here we go. Kick by Reed Ryder. Splits the uprights, Rob, and it's good. So 8:26 to go in the third quarter. Weirton scores, and it's Potters 28, Weirton 17.
Three turnovers here now.
Yeah, crazy. Three turnovers for the Potters. Three turnovers for the Red Riders tonight as well, though. So we'll see
right
what
back.
Happens as the Potters get the ball with 8:26 to go. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Timmy Neal gets the kickoff from the 20. He's out to the 30, 32, 33-yard line. Decent return there for Neal, Rob.
Yeah, finally brought down by Jake McCoy as he hung on to Timmy Neal for a game back to the 32-yard line. So Potters will take over in decent field position. And 8:19 to go here in the third quarter, 28-17 Potters. We need to get something going here, Tommy.
Yes, we do. Reedy will bring the boys back out. He'll be in the gun.
Started raining very hard here, and the wind picked up as well. I think the rain's kind of slowed a little bit.
Bunch set to the left, single wideout. Bennett to the right. Carter, he's going to get the edge, and he is going to gain about 3 yards on that play.
Yep, he just was tripped up
man,
by
one,
number 10, Christopher Helms.
If one he, man.
Yep. One man to beat it. Gain of about 4 yards on the play. 3 yards. Second and seven here. Boy, it looked like the field must be getting slippery.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt about it. The grass is thin here at Patterson Field. They play a lot of soccer on this field, a lot of football played on this field this year. Reedy in the gun. Second and seven. He's back to pass. He finds it's going to be a holding. Oh, that no call. Wow.
Wow.
Timmy Neal held. Definitely held coming out of his route there.
Yes. Quincy Dameron on the coverage, and he definitely had a hold of Timmy Neal's jersey. And no call again by the referee. So very questionable call for third and seven, third and eight from the Potter 35-yard line.
So the back judge continues to haunt the Potters.
Can't find his flag.
Can't find it. So here we go, Reedy in the gun, third and eight. Crucial third and eight here for the Potters. With 7:44 to go in the third quarter.
Wide open
Reedy,
middle of the field.
Back to pass. Here comes a blitz. Timmy Neal. Oh, just overthrown. Got a hand on it, Rob, but it falls incomplete. And it'll be fourth down. Potters are going to have to punt again.
Yep, Potters are going to have to punt as number 61, Nate Paris, put some pressure on Reedy. Made Reedy rush his throw a little bit, so he was just a little off target. Timmy Neal did get a hand on it, but unfortunately couldn't bring it in. So Reedy will punt from his. About his 23-yard line is where he's going to receive the snap with 7:38 to go here in the third quarter.
We need a good snap here. Reedy, he gets it. Good snap. Gets the punt, and it is going to go down the sideline, and Wheaton will corral it at the Weirton 30-yard line. So decent punt by Reed, and it'll be first and 10 Weirton from their own 30.
Yep. You know, another no call there. Kind of a big one because that would have been a first down automatic for the Potters.
Which one? The
holding
on Timmy Neal, yeah.
Holding against Timmy Neal, yes.
Obvious, too. I mean, he couldn't get out of his route. I mean, right, we're 50 feet up in the air here and can see that. Maybe we got a better view. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, Weirton takes over. First and 10 on their own 30. 7:29 to go. This clock doesn't seem like it's moving as fast here in the second half, does it, Rob?
No, it sure doesn't. And, you know, as we turn the ball over here, you know, on early in the half. After we stopped them on the initial drive, you know, now it's an 11-point game, you know, against a football team like this. That is, you know, not a real big lead. So we got to get some D going here. Here comes
Kirby into the secondary. He's off to the races, and he is going to be brought down all the way inside Potter territory at the 28-yard line, Rob. Good run there by Mr. Donovan Kirby. He's been quiet all night, but he broke a big one there.
Yes, he did. Gain of 32 on the play for Kirby, and just went right through the middle of the Potter defense, untouched. And
42, right?
Sorry, 42-yard
gain. 42-yard gain. 7:07 ticking, third quarter, 28-17, Potter's lead. Sebastian in the gun for the Red Riders, four wide set. Kirby, your lone back, and they're going to hand it off to Kirby.
Nope.
Sebastian keeps it, and Woolley is all over that, Rob.
Yeah, lost a two on the play. Great read by Woolley as the quarterback decided to keep the football, was moving to his right. Not very quickly, though, as Woolley was all over him. So 6 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Brings up second and 12 for the Weir Red Riders.
Spencer in the gun. Kirby, your lone back, four wide. One-on-one down here is Reed Ryder with Noah Wheaton. He's back to pass, throws it out. That's Reed Ryder, and he will get out of bounds. Shy of the first down, it's going to bring up probably about a third and three, third and four, Rob.
Yep. Nice play over there by Wheaton as he made the tackle, held on for dear life. Ryder's a big kid, 6'4", and he is about 210 pounds, so Noah Wheaton about 6 inches shorter.
So on third and four, four down territory, of course, here for Weirton. They're deep in the Potter territory. Ball to 22 of the Potters. Spencer in the gun, four wide. Kirby, your lone back, high snap, inside handoff to Kirby, and he is going to be short. That's Woolley.
Zube and crew over there, and they swallow him up for a gain of about 2 yards. So it's going to be fourth down and a long 2 yards with 6 minutes on the nose remaining here in the third quarter. Big play here, Tommy.
Big play. Big momentum shift here. If the Potters can hold the Red Riders on fourth and two.
Aren't you kind of, I don't know, Ryder seems like he has a great leg. I'm just kind of surprised they may not be going for a field goal here. Cut it to a one-touchdown
37-yarder it would be. Spencer in the gun, and they're going to go for it. No, the Potter defense, Rob, has held him up, and it is going to be a turnover on down.
Yeah, great play by the interior defense of the Potters. Great job. They knew who was going to get the ball there as the Watkins, Copris, Woolley, Zube, all those guys did a great job there.
The front four
stop.
Come up big there.
Justin Watkins as well. Colby Plum, great job, Potters. 5:30 to go, so the turnover on downs gives the Potter the football. The Potters the football at their own 21-yard line.
Now would be a good time to sustain a nice drive here for the Potters, Rob.
Yep. I don't mind them handing the ball off here, though, to a pretty sure-handed Wyan.
No. Let the man eat. He's been eating all night. And there's a pitch to Carter. Makes a guy miss.
Oh,
he is hit hard at the 25-yard line, but he does get a gain of six on the play. Boy, he was stood up and crushed.
Mike Zayas makes the tackle for Weirton, 5'11", 240-pound junior. I mean, he's a big kid. And although he did get five on the play, he just stoned Carter on that play.
Woo, big hit. So Reedy in the gun, going to take every second of this play clock. On second and five, 5 minutes and ticking here in the third quarter. Potters lead 28-7. Reedy in the gun. They fake the jet sweep to Carter, and Weirton is all over that.
Yep, big number, 65 for Weirton. Rob Valenti just stops and no gain on the play as Wyatt had no chance there, Tommy.
So it'll bring up third and five.
We might have gone to the well one too many times on that play as they are now staying home. And stopping. I think if Carter would have got the ball, I think he would have had a bigger gain.
Done some damage around the end. So big third down here for the Potters. 4:24 to go. Fourth quarter, four wide, single back. Little audible at the line here by Peyton Reed. Shotgun snap. Gets it back. Timmy Neal. Oh, great play by Spencer to get a hand on that, though. But Timmy Neal would have been off to the races, Rob.
He would have been gone. Nobody would have caught him. It actually was a pretty darn good throw by Peyton Reed, right on the money. Sebastian Spencer made a heck of a play, just getting his hand on the football just to deflect it a little bit. And Timmy Neal just couldn't corral the football there, but got to hand it to Spencer as he makes a great defensive play.
So Reedy, a dangerous situation here again. I hate this deep for the punt. He's back for the punt. Now you know the football's wet out there. 28-17, good snap. Reedy boots a low liner, and look at this roll. Very, very, very friendly Potter roll, Rob, all the way down to the Weirton 26-yard line. Good punt.
Good punt. Great job by Reedy keeping it away from Spencer as they have their quarterback returning punts. I'm sure we've called it several times tonight, but that's pretty amazing. You don't see that a whole lot.
Well, when he got into the secondary on his touchdown run, I said 20 and didn't even get time to count down. He was in the end zone. So tells you the speed that young man has.
Yeah, he's an explosive kid. And but 3:59 to go here. We need another defensive stop. Offense has not done much here in the second half.
3:59, 28-17, Potter lead. Spencer in the gun, four wide, and that's McCoy, your lone back.
See you later.
Potter, front four, all over that.
That was Skyler Woolley.
Woolley, heck of a game tonight for that young man up front.
All those guys up front have done a good job. We haven't called Justin Watkins' name a whole lot tonight, but they might be staying away from his side a little bit. So we have a timeout. Is there a flag? Oh, yeah, and it's a penalty against Weirton.
So first and 15, and the clock will continue to roll here. 3:50 and ticking third quarter.
I didn't see the flag, did you?
I did not. It didn't come from the back, Judge, I promise you that. I'm going to get in trouble for that.
You might.
So here we go. First and 15 for the Red Riders. Spencer in the gun. I always try to find Reed Ryder, and there he is. One-on-one with Corey Wyan. Spencer back to pass, and that's going to be almost picked off again by Noah Wheaton, Rob.
Wow, went through right through the hand of Wheaton. And then Woodyard had a shot at that as well. He just couldn't corral the football. Brings up second and 15, 3:23 to go here in the third period, third quarter. That was a pretty ill-advised throw by Spencer there.
Yeah, not a lot on that throw either, Rob.
And then,
very floaty out to the very dangerous throw, no matter what level of football you're playing. That's a dangerous throw.
Plus he threw into double coverage. You know, I'll tell you what, the last couple weeks we saw teams pick on Timmy Neal's side, and tonight that has not happened.
No. So it's second and 15, sorry. Four wide, Spencer in the gun. And it's going to be a handoff to Kirby. They try to contain him. Look at Colby Plum race down Kirby from behind and make a phenomenal play.
Yep, along with Wheaton. Lays a nice lick on him. Great containment by Wheaton. Forces him back inside and lets Woolley kind of catch up to him. That's some speed that young man has, Woolley, for a big guy. I mean, you're talking Woolley. Heck, he's got to be how big is Woolley here? He is 6'2", 255.
Right, and just ran down.
Great wrestler.
One of the top running backs in the valley from behind.
So we have third and about 12, 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go.
Defense looking for a big stop here on third and 12. Spencer back to pass. He's got nowhere to go, and he's contained. Hopefully, he's going to look deep, and it is going to be picked off by Nick Woodyard.
Yes.
Pass. Oh, no, they're going to call pass incomplete.
I thought.
Wow, I don't know. That looked good from up here.
Sure did. Brody McCumar was the intended receiver, but another really ill-advised throw by Spencer as there were Potters everywhere.
The coverage in the secondary, phenomenal there for the Potters. The pressure up front.
McKenzie, I believe, he tried to run the football. McKenzie forced him back to the middle of the field, where the Potters, his teammates were there to help slow him down, and then he pulled back and threw the football. I think he was going to run that, though.
You know, you mentioned Justin Watkins, and I haven't seen him tonight.
He's out there, I think.
So McKenzie on that end, as Reed Ryder, the Red Ryder, will punt it away, and the Potters are just going to let it drop, and it is going to be
great field position.
A first down for the Potters right at midfield, just a little bit short. It'll be first and 10 Potters on their own 48-yard line. So a good stand there by the Potter defense, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, the Potters up front, like you said coming in, Tommy, they are up front. We're superior to them, to be honest with you. They, you know, they have the Kirby kid who is a hard runner, has some speed, and definitely has the power. Reminds me of Jalen Moman.
A lot.
I think Jalen Moman's better.
I do, too. Potters, I'm sure, Jalen Moman, heavy on their heart tonight, playing for that young man. With 2:14 to go, third quarter, Potters lead 28-17. Potter ball, first and 10 on their own 48. Reedy in the gun, and it's going to be
this side, Judge. It's going to be false start against the Potters. Dead ball. Oh, offside, sorry.
On the defense, we'll take it. So that'll move the
point of the Potters' way. So that's great. Takes the ball across midfield into Red Rider territory. So
I thought Komrosky got into the backfield a little quick there.
So if you look at over the years, Potter football, you know, look at our guys up front. They've made a commitment to the weight room this year, and look, dividends are paying off.
Everything starts up front in the game of football. There's no doubt about it. As Carter's in motion, they're going to hand off to Wyan, and Wyan is going to push forward maybe for a gain of one or two, Rob.
Yep.
But the clock will continue to tick. As you watch this Weirton Red Rider defense slow to get up off the ground.
Yeah, Rob Valeni made the stop as Wyan ran it right into the middle of the interior line of the Red Rider defense. Gain of one, maybe.
Reedy is going to be back to pass, and he's got Wheaton. Wheaton's into the secondary, and he is going to have a Potter first down. He's all the way down inside the 35, right at the 35-yard line, Rob, yeah. Into Weirton territory.
Nifty, nifty little play by Reed. I mean, he gunned that football in the middle.
It's a bullet.
It's a bullet right to Wheaton. Wheaton made one guy miss and gained about 5 extra yards on the play. Give the Potter the first down with 1:35 and ticking here. Reedy, take a little time here. Time is on our side right now. He is doing that. We have 15 seconds on the play clock, 1:23 on the game clock. And so as he is bringing the Potter to the line, here we go.
For Wyan. Wyan, your lone back on first and 10. They're going to give it to Wyan. And, man, who came off the corner? Was that Komrosky?
The guy who got him first was number
61.
That was Paris for Nate Paris for the Red Riders. So they've seen that play time and time again. I love it, though. It's doing nothing but eat clock. I mean, really, truthfully, we take our time here. We only have to run one more play here in the quarter.
But
here comes a blitz.
Second down. Reedy to pass. He's got, just overthrown was Timmy Neal. Pressure by Weirton made him rush that throw, Rob.
Yep, it sure did. It was still pretty good. Drew Curtis put some pressure on Reedy with 43 seconds to go. So third and 10 here from the Red Rider 35-yard line. I'm going to think that we might be in four-down territory with our defense playing the way we are, but I don't know. We might also punt this thing if we don't get the 10 yards here.
We could play the field position game. There's no doubt about it. If we do punt it in the end zone, it's only a plus 15 as the Potters on third and 10 with 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Definitely don't want to burn timeouts here.
As Coach Duke messages
changes
the
play from the sidelines. Coach Duke seen something he liked. Reedy in the gun. Back to pass. He makes one guy miss. He's got the edge. And he is going to be
run out of
close to the first down, Rob.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little short as he gets the ball inside the 30 to about, looks like the 29. So he's going to be about five short of the first down. With 36 seconds to go here,
the Weirton defender about grabbed the horse collar there. Did you see him pull back on that? He
did not
want to get the penalty, so smart play there by the Red Riders. And it's fourth and 6. That run wasn't as long as it looked from this side of the field.
Yeah, 36 seconds to go.
He goes out of bounds and stops the
we
clock.
We are going to go for it.
Ball's on the 30. Reedy in the gun. He's back to pass. Quick hitter. Woodyard. And he is stuck. By the Weirton defenders, Rob.
That was the quarterback, Sebastian Spencer, as they stopped the Potters on down. No big deal. 31 seconds to go. Weirton will take over on their own. Where is the ball being spotted? No
right at the 30?
the 31-yard line.
Maybe a loss of one on that, huh?
Yeah, we started at the 31-yard line because it says on the scoreboard 31. So Weirton will take the ball over.
31 seconds, folks. Third quarter, Potter still lead 28-17. Defense has been big here in the second half.
Yeah, I'd look for them to run the football here. That's what they're best at. They've been most successful with.
Four wide. Reed Ryder one-on-one with Timmy Neal on the far right.
They will throw.
Spencer back to pass. He's got a man wide open down the middle of the field, and it is picked off by Nick Woodyard, Rob.
Yep.
What a night for that young man.
He read that all the way. Passes is intended for Jake McCoy. Great play by Woodyard. The quarterback just lofted the ball up, and there was two Potters there, one Weir Red Ryder, and easy interception, really, for Nick Woodyard. But, you know, kids played one heck of a game.
Man, both sides of the ball tonight.
He's been key. We talked about it from the beginning. You know, he had to have a big game, and he has done just that. 22 seconds. This third quarter is taking a very long time. Run the football, and let's get out of here.
That's because we're winning. That's why it's taking forever.
Well, you're right.
We are predominantly running the ball. Third down, we threw a couple times. The fourth down play, we did run. So here we go. Reedy in the gun. We're throwing now, though, and it is going to be, oh, my goodness, Carter.
Yeah,
looks like in and out of his hands there, huh?
I think it hit the defender, Garrett Hostetler, for Weirton in the back, it looked like to me. So,
rain.
We still have 18 seconds to go here.
Oh, I know. This third quarter is taking forever.
I sure would. I know they have taken maybe one or two chances. But sometime they're going to get Timmy Neal open here. Or Woodyard. Woodyard's one-on-one down there as well. On
second and 10 for the Potters. 18 seconds to go, third
nobody
quarter.
Nobody covering Carter right here.
Hand off to Wyan and
loss.
That's number 32 on the tackle, Rob, for Weirton.
Yep, that was number 32. Donovan Kirby, the running back, who just read that. And this is going to be finally the last play of the third quarter as the scoreboard hits 000. Friends, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We are known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
I'm up here and sit with you.
All right, Potter fans, we're back to start the fourth and final quarter here at Patterson Field. It's been one heck of a game tonight, Rob. Potters lead 28-17 over the Red Riders, and the rain is starting to pour here at Patterson Field.
I believe that should play to our advantage because, you know, it's going to be primarily a running game. We're going to see Spencer probably try to throw the ball a little more as they're down, and that hopefully will be some type of turnover.
Oh. Pass intended for Woodyard is overthrown. Good pressure there by Weirton, and Potters will be forced to punt here on fourth down.
Yep, nice pressure. Reedy just overthrew him just a little bit because he was open, but that'll bring up a fourth down from the Potter 40 from their own 41-yard line. So they will be in punt formation here, and their quarterback, punt returner, Sebastian Spencer.
Dangerous. This kid's dangerous. He's right at their Weirton 30, ready to receive the punt from Reedy. So long snapper. Good snap to Reed. Reed, low liner, right to Spencer. Spencer's going to have it around the edge. He's got space. That's got to be a crackback block. And they don't call that one. And Spencer's off to the races. And it is a Weirton touchdown.
Yep.
Sebastian Spencer.
Unbelievable.
I don't know how that crackback block didn't get called in the middle of the field on Logan Bennett. Logan Bennett just absolutely blindsided by a Weirton.
Plus, there was some holding on there, but we are not going to get that. That's a big play, and that brings the score to 28-23, defending the extra point here.
Oh, boy. In the air. Just came out of Patterson Field.
As Weirton scored 17 unanswered points here, we gave them one touchdown. Yeah, literally gave them.
Yeah, the bad snap over the head of Peyton Reed that went into the end zone. Weirton falls on it for the touchdown, and Weirton's going to go for two.
Don't blame him.
28-23, Spencer in the gun, and he's going to keep it bootleg, and he's going to keep it himself, and no good. Great play by Noah Wheaton, Rob Kelly.
I'll tell you what, Wheaton showed some great closing speed there as the back is.
And guess Spencer is hobbling off the field as he fell very awkwardly, Rob, on his right side trying to reach for the end zone.
The ball came out. He somewhat tried to throw the football. I'm not sure what he was doing.
Well, I think he was going for the pylon. And the
ball came free.
Yeah, ball came free.
He wasn't making it regardless, I don't think.
So, folks, we'll stick with you here. We're into the fourth quarter at Patterson Field. And we knew we'd have a great game tonight, Rob. And it is 28-23 Potters with 11:35 and ticking here in the fourth quarter as Reed Ryder, the Red Ryder, will be set to kick off. And this football is going to become very slippery, Rob.
Yep, got to hang on to it now. Just have to. I mean, this is, you know, I guess, gut check time for the Potters. You know, even a field goal now for the Potters is big. Put them up 8.
Yeah.
Any score would be wonderful.
So Ryder is set to kick off here. Woodyard's deep.
Wow, deep kick.
And it is going to be touchback.
Touchback.
Into the end zone as Neal tried to get a hand on it, slipped out of his hand. And it's really starting to come down here, Rob.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you, that's that was a heck of a kick. That kid has a leg.
Yes, he does.
It was like a line drive down the left-hand side of the field. Timmy Neal did get his hand on it, but luckily it got to the end zone. Luckily it got to the end zone, and we were able to get a touchback there. So Reedy brings him back out.
You got to go heavy run package here, right? I mean, got to run the football.
We need some first downs here is what we need. Change the field position on this.
Yes. Here we go. Reedy in the gun. Inside handoff to Wyan.
They are all over him.
They are all over him. He does fall ahead for maybe one or two, maybe one.
Yep. One or two. They're definitely keying on him right now. Tackle made by Donovan Kirby. So he's had a pretty good game, ball game too tonight, Kirby for Weird.
Both sides of the ball.
And
this field's going to get sloppy quick.
Yes, it is.
Time is the Potters' worst enemy here. 28-23 lead. 11 minutes and ticking here in the fourth quarter. Reedy in the gun. Carter in motion. Jet sweep. And he, oh, what a stiff arm there. As
we got a flag.
We got a flag.
Yep.
Going to be a hold on Wyan, I think.
Yeah, illegal block, but we are just making mistakes at the wrong time, unfortunately, right now. But a lot of game left, 10:50 to go. We're still leading 28-23. That's a big penalty, though, as it takes away a first down and brings us second and 18. Or it was going to be real close to a first down if it wasn't. Trying to keep us dry here, Tommy.
I know, buddy. It's starting to really come down.
Are you dry over there?
Yeah, my left side is.
Well, here.
You're all right. Got to keep the technology dry here.
For sure.
WTOB9, nice and dry over there in the press box tonight, huh?
Yeah.
So 10:50 to go, folks.
I'm going to have to get Nate Boyd.
Second and 17 for the Potters. Penalty couldn't have came at a worse position on the field either because they're deep in their own territory now.
Ball's on the 14. Clock ticking, 10:40.
Reedy in the gun. Wyan, your lone back. Carter in motion. They go for the jet sweep. Carter makes one guy miss, two guys miss. He's got some space, Rob. He's down the sideline. The 40, the 50, and Sebastian Spencer runs down Derek Carter, but not before Carter gets across midfield and down to the 42-yard line. What a run by Carter.
36, about a 48-yard gain for him as, wow, huge, huge, huge play here for the Potters with 10:23 to go. Potters all the way inside Red Rider territory at their 42. So great, great, great play. And what a he is just electrifying.
He is. Spencer had a great angle on him. But that would be one nice foot race to witness.
That would be something.
Yeah, them guys. I think Carter might be a little quicker off the get, but long range, Spencer might get him. But here we go. Inside hand off the counter to Wine. Wine's got a little space, and he's going to take it out to the 40.
Well, he is running hard. He's making them pay when they tackle him, I'll tell you that.
Yes, they are. As the ground game for the Potters is going to be big here as we try to eat away at this clock, 9:48 and ticking, Rob.
You know, he gains three there. It's great on first down. You're up 5 points with, you know, a lot of time left in this football game. But we go down here and get a score, that'd be huge.
Yeah, puts big-time pressure on the Red Riders.
I like this run. I like us running the football, though, but they're going to start keying on Carter.
Oh, nice little keeper there. Oh, even a better play. Reedy had space, but number
Drew
21.
Drew Curtis makes a very nice play. We lose about one on the play and brings up third and about 8-7, I guess, from the 41-yard line. 9:10 to go here. But one thing we did do, we did flip the field position if we don't get this. You know, we have to punt this if we don't get
it. Oh, absolutely.
We got to keep the football
on the Weirton side of the field. Reedy in the gun on 3rd and 9. He's back to pass. Quick hitter to Wheaton. Look at Wheaton. He's into the secondary. To the 30, the 25, the 20, down to the 10. And inside the 10.
And they tackled Wheaton into Woodyard, and that is not good. He is hurt. He limps off the field, and it's his knee. That is a terrible, terrible injury for the Potters. That's his knee, too. That is very difficult.
Wheaton picks up the first down, folks, but they threw
his timeout. The referee calls timeout as Wheaton or as Woodyard here on the sidelines, and I'll tell you what, that is just a terrible sight.
Yeah,
me.
Because if anybody's come up big tonight, it's been number 4 as he tries to walk this off.
Oh, he is walking, but not real well. And that is a
looks to be getting better.
It was Wheaton, a weird play.
Well, here's what happened. Wheaton's helmet went real hard into the thigh area, the upper knee area of Woodyard as he's hobbling down the sidelines here. What a tough young man. And he's had hell of a game tonight.
A whale of a football game. Yes, he has. I mean, he's been, you know, when we get done with the game here, it's going to be hard to figure out the most valuable player like we pick every week. It's going to be very hard. I mean, you could say Reedy, you could say Woodyard, you could say the defensive lineman.
For right now, for me, Rob, it's this entire football team tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
So Reedy and the gun. It's 1st and goal for the Potters. Carter fakes the jet sweep. Wyan will take it and gain maybe one on the play.
1st and goal, 8:30 to go. Good thing is right now the clock is running. Now, Tommy, you know, we get stopped here on 3rd down. Do we let Valera try a field goal from the middle of the field?
The band's actually not allowed to be playing right now.
Yeah, they're not, but that's Weirton. You can hear it at home. The Weirton band is playing. Remember at the Edison game, they stopped the game and made him
right,
play.
Right. So here we go. Jet sweep to Carter. He gets the corner. He's to the 7, the 6, the 5-yard line, and it's going to bring up 3rd and goal from right at the 5-yard line, Rob.
Yep, nice play by number 20, Dion Trapino for Weirton as he stays home and makes a play, and Aiden Watkins runs onto the field as we come with our heavy package here for the Potters.
Big, big situation here for the Potter offense, Rob. You said it just a few minutes ago. If we can get a score here to push it to 34, 35, to 23, it puts a lot of pressure on the Red Rider offense. And
I want to see him get the ball into the middle of the field because it'd just be like an extra point right now. Can Valera kick it from an angle?
Look, we're going heavy package against heavy package. Here we go. Reedy. Kopris is going to fall forward to about the 4.5 or the 3.5 yard line. So it'll bring up.
You got to kick it.
Fourth and goal, and they are. They're going to kick it. Here comes Dominic Valera.
6:55 here in ticking. I mean, you got all kinds of time here. Take your time. You know, have a good snap, a good hold. I thought it was I think this is a great call here by the punter. If he misses, they have to go, you know, 80, 90 yards.
Right. I agree. This is a momentum shifter. Valera is set. The snap is low. And it is going to be all the way out. Low snap all the way out to the 26-yard line.
Wow.
Low snap. Williams couldn't come up with it. And, boy, Spencer went after that, Robin. I got scared. If he picks that up in open field, he's gone. But nonetheless, no points on the board for the Potters. And Weirton will take over with 6:22 to go in the fourth quarter. And it'll be first and 10 on their own 27-yard line. And Potter defense has got to come up big here, Rob.
Well, one good thing we have on our side is it is starting to rain like cats and dogs here. And it's, you know, it's going to make the football very slippery. So they're going to have to run the football. I don't see them throwing a lot. So I'm going to say, here comes Sebastian, and we get an option. And great play, and we have a flag. And that is, guess who? That is Timmy Woodyard.
Or Nick Woodyard.
I'm sorry, Nick Woodyard. And Wyan, and we have a flag on the play, and it is against Weirton.
Why don't you hold this in your right hand?
Okay. Okay, you got it.
That's a big penalty there. That's big penalty.
It is.
It's a 10-yard penalty. It's a holding on the Red Riders.
Right.
And
that is you're right. That is a huge penalty.
So
they
the
all
clock
the way back
start.
To the 19-yard line, Tommy.
Start the clock. Start the clock.
There it
start
goes.
The clock. We've got our own home clock guy up there not giving us any love. Let's go. 6:11, fourth quarter and ticking. First and 18 for Weirton. Low snap, and Sebastian Spencer's got it. He's into space, and he is gone, Rob. He is into the secondary, and nobody is going to catch this young man all the way for a Weirton touchdown. He was stopped behind the line of scrimmage, missed tackle, and he is in for the Weirton touchdown. This rain is not what the doctor ordered for the Potters, Rob.
Well, poor tackling there. 5:53 to go. We have plenty of time left in the game, but now, after we were up 28-7, we are now down 29-28, pending the extra point. They will go for two again, I would guess. I just, this is tough. He's slippery, and Woodyard, being a little hobbled, he was back there, kind of missed the tackle. I couldn't tell who missed behind the line, but it looked like a broken play, Tommy, as well.
Yeah, Potter's put pressure on him. The low snap, he was able to come up with it, maybe took the timing away from the defense a little bit, and nonetheless, he spread it out down the middle of the field, and when he got to about the Potter 40, it was all she wrote because he is electric fast.
He is very fast. Great athlete, obviously. But
this rain, no good.
It is definitely difficult. It is definitely not played in our favor here.
No, we had a lot of success. You know, we were running, we were passing, we were able to keep Weirton a little off balance, but the rain just, it takes us to kind of be one-dimensional, and the rain has led to a turnover for a touchdown off the high punt, or the high snap on the punt, and then the bad snap on the field goal also is huge right now. So Spencer's lining up for two here for the Red Riders as he's back to pass, and it's going to be picked off.
No good. So one-point game, which really is meaningless in my point, is because we have to score a touchdown, I would say, you know, in order to win this football game.
Right.
I mean, maybe we could kick a field goal, but, you know, we get mental mistakes. The weather has something to do with it, but really and truthfully, Tommy, that's what's cost us this lead of 21 points to evaporate to now we're down.
Yeah. It's really put a damper on our offense. And then what it really does is when you have a quarterback as talented as Sebastian Spencer on the other side, you know, the defense is the one that's got to get their footing. They got to break down. They got to make the tackle, which makes it really hard to do that when somebody as slippery as Spencer is out on the field, because he's exciting to watch.
Yes, he is.
Reed Ryder is set to kick off here for Weirton. 29-28. Weirton.
This is gonna
down 28-10 at half.
It's going to be another memorable game here at Patterson Field. I hope we have fond memories of it.
Deep kick to Timmy Neal. He gets it at the 20, 25, the 30. He wasn't down. He was not down.
Yeah, that's the head official who made that call. Well, I believe the ball's going to be on the 20-yard line, Tommy.
Wow.
The side judge, I believe, made the call.
He did. He did. And I mean, we're dead on at the play here. He just, wow.
It's a little slippery out here, but, you know, we have to throw the football now. We have no choice. We have to.
5:49 to go, fourth quarter. Reedy's going to be in the gun. Wyan's going to be your lone back. Carter in the slot. Here we go. Quick hitter out to Carter.
And he drops the football.
It's going to be incomplete. I mean, that football has got to be soaking wet. As here comes a fresh new one into the game. You know, he brings a fresh new one in, but now it sits down on the field.
It's actually on the 15-yard line.
15-yard line.
We have 85 yards to go here with 5:44 left, fourth quarter. 29-28, Weirton. First time we've said that all night.
Carter, incomplete pass from Reed, and it's going to be second and 10. Reedy, shotgun snap. He's going to keep it, and he is going to be sacked on the backside, and it's
fumble.
A fumble, and Weirton has recovered the ball, Rob.
That's his third turnover of the day.
Big-time pressure on the backside by number 72 for Weirton.
Yep. Just unfortunate. We just kind of collapsed right now, so to speak, unfortunately. Weather, as you said, Tommy, definitely does not help, but, you know, good football teams get through this.
So here we go.
Not that we're not a good football team. I'm not saying that.
First and 10.
We just have a lot of controversy right now.
For the Red Riders, ball on the 14, hand off to Kirby. He's going to bust through, and he's going to be brought down by a host of Potters there, Rob.
Yep. That was including Skylar Woolley, Kaz Zube, and Aiden Watkins all in there. So about three, gain of three on the play. Five. The clock's going to now not be our friend.
Yeah, now the clock's not our friend.
Because, well, the other thing, too, is this field goal kicker, Reeder.
He can get it from here. Reed Ryder. The Red Ryder. 5 minutes, folks. Fourth quarter from Patterson Field. Weirton deep into Potter territory. Off the Potter turnover. 29-28. Weirton lead. Sebastian Spencer in the gun. Empty backfield, Rob. Four wide. Spencer rolls to the right. Nobody home. And the Potters are all over him. Good job there by Krosky and Wheaton. No gain on the play.
It might even lock on that one. Clock continues to run. 4:35 and ticking. Huge, huge play here. Third down, because I'm going to guess Weirton probably does not go for it on fourth down. They're going to try to kick. I would think they would, because that kid's got a heck of a leg. Although these conditions, maybe it is four down territory for them. Depends on what happens on this play.
Third and 6. Empty backfield.
Well, here comes a quarterback draw, I promise you.
Sebastian Spencer in the gun. Shotgun snap. You called it, Rob. Quarterback draw.
Nobody home. Great job.
And
that was Copras, and
that's probably going to be.
And Zube.
Oh, it's really short. Super short.
That was Woolley also in on that play. So it's fourth and one. He got that.
Yeah, he leaped forward there, picked up a few extra yards.
So this is a huge, they're going to call timeout here.
Yeah, they're going to run this play clock down to zero, and they're going to call a timeout. And what do you do here if you're Coach Filberto with Weirton? Do you bring out Reed Ryder and kick the field goal to make the Potters have to score
a
touchdown?
I mean,
or do you go for it?
Well,
you go for it and get a first down.
You have big number 32, Donovan Kirby, to get you a yard.
Well, he didn't get it last time down here on our side of the field on a fourth and one. The Potter defense.
I hope he doesn't get it.
Yeah, me too. 3:13 to go, fourth quarter. We're going to stick with you here as Weirton calls a timeout. They got one timeout left here in the fourth quarter. As the Potter defense will look to make a huge stand, Rob, on fourth and one, deep in their own territory.
Yep. Just a very good football game. Entertaining as heck. We haven't scored 1 point in the second half, however.
You know, you think about the Potter losses this year. Martins Ferry by one, Indian Creek by six.
Salem by 14, right?
Salem by 14. No Peyton Reed in the second half of that game. I mean.
And now this.
Yeah. So a total of 21 points in their three losses, and one of them being 14. So the heartbreak could change course here tonight, let's hope, as the Potters look to make this stand on fourth and one, and the offense is back on the field for Weirton. This is big for the Potters because, well, they still got to have to go 94 yards if they hold them.
You know who's getting the ball here.
Big number 32, Donovan Kirby.
Might be a quarterback keeper, too.
Handoff, Kirby, and he is going to be...
He's got it. He leaps over the pile, and it's going to be first down, I believe.
First and goal.
They do stop the clock here. I tell you what. Yep, it is first down. He's calling timeout. They're going to measure. I believe he has. Well, maybe not. We just don't have it. We don't have a great angle, folks, to see...
Yeah.
The spot in the first down marker, but
the official. It's a big game.
I mean,
you got to measure here.
I mean, we made a very nice surge on the defensive line. He just jumped up over
short. It's going to be short.
Oh, he's way
short.
Wow.
Yeah, about a half yard short.
Wow. Potter football. So 3:09 to go here, Tommy.
Here's the good news. The Potters held him. Here's the bad news. The Potters got to go 96 yards, or at least 76 yards, to get Valera in the range to make this make the field goal.
Can
but,
he make one from about 35?
Well, I mean, you think about it. If he kicks from the 10 and he kicks it to the fence, there's 20, 30. I'd say 35 yards. Ball's got to be on about the 22, 23 yard line for him to have a shot. As it's first and 10, Potters, folks. This is going to be the ball game on this drive here. Reedy in the gun. Jet sweep to Carter. He is going to pick up about four, maybe three on the play. And it'll bring up second and seven.
As the wind is starting to howl.
Oh, it is. Brutal out here. The PNN crew over here, they're under the tent. So,
man-made tent.
Second and six
for
the Potters. Reedy. Quick hitter out to Wyan. He's got a little bit of space, and he's going to be short of the first down. It's going to be about third and two.
Well, you know, it's four down territory. It's 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go. I mean, we need to get moving here because time is going to become an issue. We do have all of our timeouts, but we do have to go. Ball's
now about on the close to the 10-yard line. Carter in motion, jet sweep. And Weirton's all over it, Rob. That's going to be a loss of two. It's going to be fourth down. Ball game on the line here with this fourth down play.
Did he lose that? Yeah, no gain on the play. I think it's right. He got back to the line there, Tommy. Looks like now there is some timeout, Potters.
Yeah, Potters definitely got to get a timeout here.
Get the first down.
Yeah, this is going to be this is the ball game, Rob.
It's hard to see where the ball is spotted. I can't tell you. Well, it's not spotted anywhere because the referee's holding it, trying to keep it dry. We have managed, Tommy, to keep somewhat dry ourselves.
My right side's a little wet, but it's all right. You're pretty dry, buddy.
Well, I have my Gore-Tex rain jacket on.
2 minutes to go, folks. Fourth quarter, Patterson Field, game of the week, and it has been one heck of a football game. Potter's down 29-28 to Weirton.
Think Reedy's going to try to draw him off here?
Might be smart. Could be smart. I'm sure that Filberto over there in that huddle said, don't get drawn off sides.
I'm sure he did.
But we'll find out.
Reedy's really good at that, though.
He is. Hard count has worked many times this year for the Potters. As here we go, fourth down. This is the ball game. Reedy in the gun.
Right out here on the right.
Back to pass, and it is going to be caught by Wheaton, but he is going to be well short of the first down, Rob, and Weirton will take over at the Potter 10-yard line.
Yep. Unfortunately, it was a swing pass out to Reedy's left to Wheaton, and he threw it to him behind the basically the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, and that's in all likelihood. It says we have three timeouts left.
We have two. We just called one. Yeah. So two timeouts.
And you never know. The game's still not over. But what a heartbreaker here at Patterson Field. I'll tell you what. We saw two heartbreakers doing the game over here. Next
on
year,
this side.
No more.
No more. Yeah, we're going to stay in the press box. I'll sit on top of the press box if we got to.
Right.
First and 10, Weirton. Ball on the 10. First and goal. Spencer. My goodness.
You almost let him score. I mean, honestly, kick the extra point, you're still down, a touchdown and two-point conversion. I mean,
they're going to try. They would go for two, I would imagine.
Two.
Weirton, if they score a touchdown, they would try to go for two to make it a nine-point game.
You think?
Why not?
Why not make it an eight-point game and make it, better than...
It's a two-possession ball game. Ah, maybe you're right.
It just makes us the clock is running like... That's going to be the problem.
Wet field turnover would be nice. Minute 18 and ticking. This clock's moving fast now, Rob.
Can we just ask that he snaps it over his head? Nope.
And Spencer.
Aiden Watson.
Potter's going to have to get a timeout here, and they do. Yep. That's going to bring up third and probably, third and six, third and goal.
You're going to have to use your last timeout right after this play because they're running it again. And then... because it'll be then fourth down, and they'll have to decide whether to kick, punt, go for it. They're not going to punt because they're at the 10, but to
kick the field goal.
It's
four down territory if I'm Coach Filberto because, it's wet, it's muddy, it's raining, it's windy. To go 90-plus yards in this condition, it's impossible.
We said this at the beginning of the game tonight. We had to win the turnover battle, and we are losing that now. We were ahead 2-3 to nothing at one point. Now, unfortunately, that's not the case. But 1:09 to go here, fourth quarter, 29-28, Weirton.
One thing tonight, Rob, no matter the outcome, as we get close to the end of the game here, around the Valley, if you read a lot of things in the Valley, a lot of threads, a lot of high school sports threads, nobody gave the Potters any respect coming into this week. They thought Weirton would handle the Potters, handily the Potters. And it didn't happen. And the Potters came out on fire. Mistakes, turnovers definitely hurt the Potters. And
that fumbled
punt snap, over Reedy's head. Yeah, that's a momentum changer. But here we go on third and goal. Spencer in the gun, quarterback keeper to the edge. He's got the corner, and Spencer is in for the Weirton touchdown. And that is going to take it. Oh, we got a flag on the play. Holding on. So that's a 10-yard penalty. It'll back them up. It'll make it ball be on the 19. So it'll be third and 19 with a minute 4 to go.
So they're running this football again to try to kill some clock. At least force us to use our last time out.
(Clears Play comes in for the sideline in to Sebastian Spencer. Third and 19, folks. Minute 4 to go, fourth quarter. Weirton deep into Potter territory. Spencer in the gun. Empty backfield. Four wide. Design, quarterback keeper. He's around the edge, and he is going to be short. And the Potters are going to have to use their final timeout, Rob.
55 seconds to go. Lane Cooper's on the stop for the Potters. He gains about 4 on the play, I would say. Ball's on the... This is... The wind is picking up.
Oh, here. It is brutal. It is absolutely brutal here at Patterson Field.
I feel for those guys, the PNN crew, because they have to clean this up in this rain. But we are going to get the ball back.
Fourth and 13. Unless Weirton scores here, Rob, there's going to be...
Well, there's going to be 55 seconds, and we're going to have to...
With no timeouts?
How about like a flea flicker? I'm just kidding.
Statue of Liberty, wasn't that one play?
Yep.
Man, I'm heartbroken right now.
I am too. I feel bad for all these guys that
this Potter
so
team
hard.
put their heart and soul into this week. I know that for a fact. And
they did a great job. Really, they played a great first half.
They did.
Second half, they put nothing on the board offensively. We came out a little conservative. Understandably, you're up 21 points.
Right.
We just made a couple of mistakes. You know, that's all. It's all it takes, I guess. You know, the fumbled punt snap.
How big is the Reed Rider field goal at the end of the first half now? Take that off the board.
Right.
It's 29. It's 28-26. I mean, Potters.
We just turned it over too many times. And that is, you know, the way she goes.
So, it's fourth and goal for Weirton.
And I think they're...
From the 13.
Oh, there's...
This ball is going to be in Sebastian Spencer's hands, and it's going to stay in Sebastian Spencer's hands as he takes the shotgun snap, quarterback draw. He's got the edge. Weirton with a big hit, and the Potters are going to have a shot, Rob, with 50 seconds to go.
No timeouts.
In the
though.
Fourth quarter. No timeouts.
Oh, no. Hold, please. Sorry.
Do you believe in miracles?
I do. I really do. You know, it'd be just fitting for this game to end like that, though. It would be, because of some of the silly plays that have happened here tonight in this weather.
Hopefully, there's a nice dry ball out there for Peyton Reed, because we're definitely going to have to come out throwing. And
without question, there's no running now.
There's no rush coming from Weirton as Reedy
falls down,
sacked in the backfield by number 15, Tyler Komrosky. More or less, Reedy was...
Reedy fell.
Reedy slipped as he stepped up into the pocket.
So we got to hurry up here. 33 seconds.
33 seconds and ticking.
Got to get there are certain pre-event.
Weirton caught. Nope, incomplete.
That's actually probably a good thing. 22 seconds because we probably have no time left.
Incomplete pass stops the clock. Third and 10. 22 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Weirton wanted a flag on that play. Ball's on the 6-yard line.
I'll tell you what, though. They've had a successful football year.
Oh, absolutely.
They've done great.
This team has been fun to watch all year. Next week's senior night here at Patterson Field. Reedy, back to pass. It's going to be caught by Weirton. That's going to be...
That might be our last play of the game. There's a flag. And it's going to be a legal block, I believe, on Woodyard. A legal block downfield. I believe so.
We're going to find out what the penalty
is
here.
Might be a face mask. I don't know. 16 seconds to go, so we definitely need a miracle. Where's Timmy Neal when you need him?
He's out there. He's a fast put out far to the left-hand side.
They probably have... Spencer on him, I would
say. So that is going to be against Weirton. It'll be a Potter first down.
What's the call?
They're going to have a face mask from the spot of the foul. Nope. Pass interference on the defense.
Well, we probably have enough time for... Can't throw this in the middle of a field and get a completion.
Got to go down the sideline. Hey, listen, Nick Woodyard had a heck of a game tonight. Let's give this kid another chance to shine as he's in split out wide to the right here.
It would be... So fitting.
Clock's gonna go. Reedy, back to pass to Wheaton, and it is incomplete. He couldn't hang on to it.
9 seconds.
9 seconds to go.
Usually very shorthanded. That football is probably very slick right now, though.
Quincy Dameron on the coverage there for the Red Riders. 9 seconds, folks, in the fourth quarter. It's been a heck of a game here at Patterson Field. 29-28 Weirton. Otters with the ball. 9 seconds to go. Probably the final play here, Rob. Maybe get another one on if we can get a completion down the sideline.
Or Carter. I mean, I just get him in space. There's an offside. It took the referee forever. It was offside like 10 seconds ago. He couldn't find his flag again.
Weird and a little jumpy on the gun there, huh?
How about that non-call on Carter now?
Oh, it's huge.
Because they went
huge.
Down and scored then.
Listen, I don't like excuses.
Me neither.
But there's a lot of them tonight. As Reedy's in the gun, 9 seconds to go. He's going to step up in the gun. He's going to go deep, and it is going to be picked off at the 30-yard line with 2 seconds to go in this game. As the Potters, Rob, they lose a heartbreaker tonight here at Patterson Field.
They do. And I'll tell you, I'm pretty speechless. This was going to be our second
one-point loss. Yep. So Weirton will be in victory formation here.
You got to really feel for the Potters, the coaches. I mean, nothing more to say than that. Just a tough loss.
Yeah. I'm not even going to give out a player of the game tonight because, I mean, there's 10, 11 kids on this football field that could be the player of the game for the Potters. But as far as the Red Riders go, Sebastian Spencer was huge tonight, Rob. For the Red Riders, two big touchdown runs of 50 yards plus as the Red Riders come into town and defeat the East Liverpool Potters 29-28 at Patterson Field.
Yep. Tough night. You know, it was a great football game, another very good football game here. I will say the Potters have been very entertaining this year to watch, and we just are on the short end of the stick again. So we dropped the 5-4. We get a Cleveland team in here next week for the final game of the season, and that all but eliminates us from the playoffs, I believe. So hats off, though, to all these Potter players and the coaches. I mean, again, they did a great job. They worked hard. They played hard. We just made a couple mistakes, more than what we're made, and that's the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tale of two halves. Potters dominated the first half, and you know, I can't even say Weirton dominated the second half. Just things fell Weirton's way in the second half. Just, you know, we can continue to talk about the snap over Reedy's head that led to the Weirton touchdown. You know, your dad even mentioned right there in front of us, he talked about, you know, what if Reedy just kicks that out of the back of the end zone? It's a safety.
You got
the fumble recovery. At the end of the first half, Reed Ryder comes out, kicks a field goal. Those are turning points. The Carter non-flag play there. The Timmy Neal non-flag on the holding call. I mean, we can go on all night and talk about what ifs.
Ifs and buts.
Ifs and buts. But at the end of the day, the Weirton Red Riders prevail to a 29-28 victory over the East Liverpool Potters.
I don't know about you, Tommy, but it's cold and rainy.
We're out of here.
Good night, everyone.
Yep. Folks, we'll be back next week. Cleveland East will be in town. It'll be senior night at Patterson Field. We'll send the seniors off. So for Rob Kelly, I'm Tommy Pease. Thank you for listening to East Liverpool Potter Football on YSNLive.com. Have a good night, folks.
This broadcast is copyrighted by YSN for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast, broadcast, or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of this game without YSN's consent is prohibited.
you have been kicked.